gentlemen.
Woo!
We are live. It is Wednesday, October 30th, 2024.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Well, if you aren't on the edge of your seat, and if you're not out there taking action politically to wake folks up and spiritually to warm them up to fight between good versus evil, you ain't awake. 5 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 30 seconds. Woo! I'm telling you. All right. It's very paradoxical, as I've been saying, best of times, worst of times. All over the world, not just here, globalists are being totally exposed. Everything is turning to crap they touch. The whole world's turning against them. God is moving through the people. Whistleblowers are just pouring out intel everywhere. But then I've got half a brain. What's super evil do when it's got all the stolen money and the political power and the mechanisms and the machinery when it's cornered? It creates crises. It does cyber attacks. It starts wars. It stages terror attacks and blames it on us. So, yeah, I am so torn. And normally, you know, we're through these longer periods of politics and systems. And it's been a long, hard march to warn people and expose the globalists and even get people to be aware of the New World Order, global government, anti-human, depopulation, death cult. But now we're there. I mean, it's the hottest thing, and it ain't going away. And people are discovering the imprisonment grid being built around them. So everything's accelerating, but also the evil's accelerating. And so on one side, I'm like, man, we're so blessed. Thank you, God. This is incredible. And then I'm like, oh, my God. The enemy is moving on every front to just activate all these foreign terror sleeper cells, blow everything up, blame it on Trump supporters. I mean, they're just all over the news. The number one terror threat's Trump supporters. They're going to kill the minorities any minute. And people are like, that's dumb. None of that's happening. Oh, they're going to provide it. Obviously, you'd have to have a 50 IQ not to understand that. And there's that. And then it comes out that Tim Walz is now an official communist Chinese agent. And then Biden comes out and says, yeah, I'll tell you, the only garbage around here are Trump supporters. It's at least half the public, not just majority of voters. Most folks are closeted Trump supporters. That's all coming out. Hell, I'd say 70% of people support Trump. I mean, the election's not close, folks. California's not Democrat. New York's not Democrat. It's election fraud. Anybody that knows, knows. And they're getting ready to try to steal Texas. So everybody thinking we're about to win, we should, unless they flip Texas. 42 in the Electoral College. Second only to California. We are screwed, blued, and tattooed. And they've been really licking their lips and hanging around and winking, winking. But we're worried about these battleground states. They steal Texas, which they came close to the last two times. Dangerously close. And I talk to the average good old boys I know out there. Like, I'll never happen to Texas. And I'm just like, okay, you're in your little town, which is great. I wish I was in a little town. And you're insulated by being around normal people. You don't know what you're talking about. You been to a city? Yeah. The left is invading. They might as well be parachuting in. So hope and pray that they don't steal Texas because they're sure as hell trying. But barring something like that, or they kill 45 the next 5 days, they can't override this. It's too big to rig. And then you just add the cherry on top, the icing on the cake. Tony Hinchcliffe, good friend of mine, so funny, roast everybody. They take a comment out of context. He attacked black people, white people, Hispanics, Jews, made jokes about everybody. That's the point of going to a roast. He's hilarious. Number one comedy thing in the last year was him at that Tom Brady thing, remember? But now Biden officially came out and called all Trump supporters garbage. This is huge. And then they've caught what's clearly illegal aliens voting in Pennsylvania, and just all the fraud we're catching them red-handed. It is crazy. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. Share the links. Relox Jones on X, the live feed. Let's get 50 million viewers today.
AM
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Of the moment we are now in history is incredible. I can feel the rising energy of humanity reaching for the stars. Our ancestors' hard work in sending their spirit forward into the future is now with us. And the light of God's truth, like wind in our sails, powering us ever forward into discovery, exploration, and the challenges of free will and unlimited consciousness. It is Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and this is the tip of the spear in the fight for Team Humanity. You have found it! Now share it. You have the power. I suggest you use it. Or be trampled by the scum that are inferior and know they are, so they seek power because they do not have power. They have no power. They have no soul. They have no will. They have no destiny. I've been working a long time for what we're beginning to see. And we are not at the beginning of the fight against tyranny. We are not in the middle of the fight against tyranny. We are in the beginning of the end of this manifestation of tyranny. But it's been said a trillion different ways because it's so true. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. And so the circle is complete. And it happens over and over again in our species. The more things change, the more they stay the same. That said, we now have nuclear weapons, biological weapons, and all of this insanity, and you add that into this, this is the real challenge that we are facing right now. All right. Every day just gets more intense. I mean, I said this a week ago. I said, this is the most important broadcast I've ever done. This is the most insane news I've ever covered. And because the quickening's here, I guarantee you tomorrow will be more insane, and the next day, and the next day, and it's just happening. And you better believe it's going to get more insane on November 5th, next Tuesday. The Democrats have promised to not accept a Trump win. They have promised to supply whatever amount of ballots after the fact to steal it. They have promised, even if we overpower that, to not certify in Congress. They have promised armed rebellion. They have promised civil war conditions. And they have spewed lies so cartoonish, so over the top, so ridiculous, that even with people that have been asleep, they have become a total laughingstock. We have forced these loonies out in the open. So, let me just tell you what's in the news, and I'm going to judiciously get into it. Because I'm on a knife's edge here. I can be super positive because things are going so well, but there's also incredible danger. It's Newtonian physics, like Dale Bigtree said 2 days ago in studio. I was about to say, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. He starts saying it. I'm about to say the Lord works in mysterious ways. In no connotation of that, he starts saying it. It happened 5 times. Well, it happened a few times and I wasn't noticing. I said, is he finishing my sentences? And then by the end of the 2-hour interview, I was literally, this was not that we're reading from some script. We were simpatico. We had a telekinesis connection. No doubt. No doubt. And that's when you know you're in the center of the war. When that stuff completely flips on, because you're in the spirit, finishing each other's sentences. That's what this is all about, baby. And but by the end of the interview, I would just not even say, I would sit there and go, no, he's going to say this. And he'd tell, I go, what the hell is going on here? That's the Holy Spirit. You think just the devil gives his little minions some power, some gifts? We've got the real gifts of the Spirit. Let me stop. Okay. They really seem to be focusing with a sneak attack on Texas to try to steal it. That could be the big game changer. But their plan B is stealing Pennsylvania. And so I tried to go through the litany. Most of you already know all about it. But for folks that don't know, they one county a couple month ago had found thousands of fake registrations to put people on the names. And then a bunch of counties checked it, and they found the same thing. And then the database got hacked and taken down last Friday. Last time I heard, it's still down. And then not just one video, but more of buses pulling up with what looks like people from, they look Guatemalan. And they're being led up by the bureaucrat Soros-funded group. You look up the group, and the voting officials come out to meet them, cut off the huge lines of people that are clearly citizens, black, white, Hispanic, or Americans, and march him in to vote, and then they're like, oh, the name doesn't match. And then Lady goes, it's okay, go back and find your real name, because they're coming to vote in a name. And I don't even blame the illegals. They don't know. They're brought in. They're given phones. They're given money. They're told, hey, you're allowed to vote. Obama said illegals can vote. A bunch of states have them openly voting. The federal courts have ruled illegals can vote. In 10 states I know of, the Supreme Court shot it down in Virginia today. So will that now happen in the other states? Is it too late? But we forced them out to admit illegals are voting, even in Texas. And then their voter registration names don't even match. And the voter administration ladies like, oh, according to witnesses, you just go back and find your real name. Winky, winky. The people don't know. They're just being led up as a body to do it with the registrations that they didn't catch, where they were filled out in fraudulent names that were mailed out. We know that happened. They caught them red-handed. And it's the same crap in Georgia, the same stuff in Arizona, the same stuff in Michigan. They're catching them everywhere. But at least people aren't blind this time like 4 years ago. So that's a real train wreck. And then you've got videos in Pennsylvania again of some guy coming in with an out-of-state plates from Rhode Island with a big box of ballots to go in. I mean, is that how you vote? You just show up with a box to go in? And he goes in and says, oh, I'm here with the vote. I've got all these ballots. And my brother-in-law saw this 2 days after the 2020 election at the main post office on Congress Street. There's a guy there taking photos of each one, signing fake names to it in front of him. So this is going on an industrial scale. So we got all that. And then, of course, you got Biden calling MAGA supporters, half the country, garbage. In another clip, he says he'd like to take a swim with Trump out in the ocean. That's like a mafia threat. Kamala responded and says she doesn't agree. No, no. The globalists don't just see conservatives or Christians or populists as garbage. They see everybody as garbage. Look what they do to the blue cities. So this isn't Tony Hinchcliffe, a super well-known Austin-based comedian who I've been on his show many times as live events, Kill Tony Hinchcliffe, who's known for roasting everybody and being politically incorrect, and they take a little snippet out of the thing. Oh, look, he's attacking Hispanics. He made jokes about white people, black people, Jews, Hispanics, everybody. It's what he does. Everybody loves it. And he tells a short black guy, man, you're so short. I guess, you know, your ancestors called picking cotton deadlifts. I mean, that's funny, and it takes a bad subject and makes it funny. You know, he says, oh, this guy's Jewish. Yeah, he loves football because he wants to watch the coin toss. And then he, you know, calls hillbillies, you know, names. I mean, it's just whatever. That's the point of it. And they try to say, oh, my God, see, it was a Nazi rally. And, of course, that backfires. And then Biden's like, no, you're just all garbage. So that's way beyond the deplorable thing. And he's saying what he really thinks. So we've got that. That's why I put the headline up on X right before we went live. I hope you share the link. That's why it's going super viral, reaching millions and millions and millions of extra people a day. When you decide to send it out on your X and your post and on your email and your text messages, hey, the Forbidden Show's on air right now covering all the different angles they don't want you to hear. You find the clips of the show, everything as well. If you don't have time to watch the whole thing or a big part of it, just find the excerpts of the broadcast on every subject you can imagine. Every day, hundreds of clips at Real Alex Jones on X. That's how we win this war. It's an info war, and we're not fighting an uphill battle like decades ago. People are ready for the truth right now. Democrat election catastrophe. Biden's garbage comment has officially put the final nail in the disastrous Harris-Walls campaign. Must watch, share, live edition of the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, by the end of the show, there'll probably be 5 million people watching that one stream. We've got a whole bunch of streams. Some days we've been hitting 50 million just there, not to mention all over talk radio, all over cable TV, all over systems, number one on cloud TV. Huge streams at Infowars.com/show, band up video. Eclipse, 30, 40 million views a day conservatively. Badass job, listeners. You're really kicking ass. You're really in the arena in the info war. Boy, InfoWars talked about everybody. Information war by the Democrats, Republicans. It's the word now. Where did I hear of that before? Who popularized that? I don't know. But we ought to find out who has that show, and we might want to listen to it. Might know a thing or two about what's going on. But I'll say this. I know that our regular audience, which is normally about 90% of folks tuning in right now, it's like half, because it's just we're just reaching so many people, which is what this is all about. Remember, the show ain't for me and not for you because you're awake. Though you learn something, I learn something from you, you know, but still we know the general stuff. We're here to reach the new people. They don't know Bill Gates' foundation's really called the Population Control Foundation. They don't know he's pledged to put chemicals in shots to depopulate you. He has. They don't know how bad stuff is, so we need to tell them, but they're finally listening. They're finally going, okay, let me check this out. And that's what victory looks like. We can't be like, well, these people don't know everything. Well, weren't you at that point sometime in your life? I mean, look, I've been on here 30-plus years. I thought I knew a lot back then. I know how much I don't know today. And I grew up around people that knew a lot. Boy, I sure had a leg up. People ask how I was on the air at 20. I'm 50 now. People find shows, I mean, 94, 95, talking about the New World Order and global government and forced injections and how they'll use a virus to lock down the planet. And they go, how the hell did this guy know it? It's in their documents. And I've got some documents for you today. FBI documents. And we've got Dale Comstock, one of the most famous Delta Force leaders on with us. Very interesting fella. Great patriot. He's going to give you his view on what's happening with the deep state America and also his particular perspective and how the FBI is telling him and other individuals that ran around following the orders, running CIA hit teams, killing Islamic leaders, that, oh, there's a bunch of Islamic terrorists here. We can't protect you, but, yeah, we're expecting, you know, big attacks soon. And then they see their houses getting cased by the Islamicists. Those are the shadow armies that have been brought in. You probably want to listen to him because he's led teams. But he was called the CIA's Angel of Death. So the CIA's Angel of Death, that was his name, the Angel of Death will be here to tell us about what's going on. So we have that information coming up today in studio for at least an hour and a half. And I appreciate him coming from very far away to be here. I'll leave it at that. Okay. So that's just some of the news. I'll start plowing through it. Oh, and there's stuff like this. I mean, we knew this. Because I've had this happen to me in front of crew. The FBI, not just the CIA, sends in sex operatives to try to infiltrate the Trump organization. And in 2016, 2017, when I'd be at a Trump hotel or a Trump event, and I'd be sitting there at a table or having a meeting or at the bar, and it was always in twos, so they have a witness, just like how they set up Assange. They admit they had sex with Assange, but his condom broke, so it was rape. Remember that? And there'll be two women. You can tell they're sociologists, psychologists. They're analysts. They're with the CIA or State Department. They're sex operatives. They think they're really beautiful. And they start, now let's, and then after 5 minutes, let's just go to your hotel room right now. And I'm like, number one, I'm married, so that's, I wouldn't do that anyways. And number two, I'm not Julian Assange. Now, also, I think you're ugly. I mean, I can see what you're both sociologists, what are anthropologists too, and what you've done some gun training. And so for America, you go around and set up politicians. Get, and I did this in front of Drew. He didn't work anymore. He's a great guy, but he took some other job. But Drew saw one time. I said, "How don't you take your ugly asses and get the F out of here? You think I'm a dumbass?" Take your asses back to the CIA and burn in hell. You don't think I don't see what you are? And boy, you start telling them what degrees they've got and what you're probably, what you're like from New York, or you from Maryland, what you, oh, your daddy did something for the government? Get out of here. Oh, what are you, sex operatives? I bet you were when you were kids or something. I got your name. I got your number. I got your ass. I know everything about you. I see through you. So, oh, sorry, I was telling a story. Whistleblower James Comey had FBI honeypot spies infiltrate Trump 2016 campaign. And they lied to the inspector general. Oh, sure, the inspector general doesn't know they use sex operatives. Oh, sure. And Tom Brady doesn't know what a football is. Ladies, why don't you take yourselves back to your loser agency and burn in hell? And by the way, you think you're pretty? You're gross. And I wouldn't have sex with you with his wiener. All right. I mean, I said a few things like that. And you know, cause they're trying to set me up. Hell, they might have poisoned me or killed me. So it's not, I mean, these aren't women. These are enemies of America targeting the people trying to save the country. Fuck them. Fuck them. Excuse me. I hate them. And, you know, despite hundreds of sex operatives and thousands of offers of money, they couldn't get one Trump prominent supporter in his orbit to take money or sex. Oh, yeah, I had the FBI and the CIA try to give me a bunch of money, too. And I reported it to the FBI on the So that, hey, it's on record that you're this group, your DC group is doing this, and I'm going to go to the media with it. So here's the report. Keep them away from me. You goddamn traitors, excuse me. The point is, is that I'm not Tim Walz having sex with Chinese agents. Got it? And I ain't having sex with the CIA agents either, because they're just as bad and they're just as anti-American. And I'm tired of it. But the point is, I've experienced this and I know what it's like, and it's BS. Julian Assange got sucked in by this and off and on spent, what, 10 years basically in solitary confinement over it. So I take it damn serious what these people do. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with all the clips, all the articles, all the things I've been mentioning. Oh, there's this. I told you last week. Putin's officially sent in. Now they're admitting it. North Korean troops are in combat in Ukraine. Hungarian security expert on Ukraine. Everything depends on who wins November 5th. Yeah, no kidding. There is so much coming up today. There's also the big censorship news. Oh, my God, YouTube won't let anybody search or find the Joe Rogan-Trump interview. Yeah, it's election meddling. That's all they do, and they never get in trouble. They wouldn't let you for a month and a half see Trump getting shot or even admit it happened. If you search Trump assassination attempt, you got Ronald Reagan and RFK and JFK. It's absolutely deceptive, and it's criminal, and it's being done at the direction of the deep state, and we have the documents. That's coming up. Before I go to break, we make it very easy to keep this broadcast on the air. We can be shut down the 13th, but regardless, if you fund our sponsors, myself, the crew, the operation will continue on. But it takes money to do that. But that's a side issue. You really want the products. So today is the last day to go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Anything you buy, you get put in a whole bunch of times to win the sweepstakes for the amazing super truck and the $10,000 cash. Today's the last day at midnight Eastern time. So you got, you know, 12 hours. And if you sign up for the VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 of purchasing power for t-shirts, supplements, everything. So if you like the products there, you're making $10. And you get special offers and discounts on top of it. There's huge sales going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Amazing t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, a bunch of new incredible designs. I think we've got the best mugshot photo of Trump. It's all up there at thealexjonesstore.com. You're backing the Second American Revolution. You're backing people that are winning. You're backing people that are battle-tested in the info war and who will not back down and cannot be bought off and cannot be starved out and cannot be pushed around if you support me. Because the one weak point is, if I don't have the support, that's starved out. So get great quality products. By the way, talk about low-cost items. We've got these amazing sleep gummies and energy gummies for only $14. You get more than one pack. It's even less at thealexjonesstore.com. The ultimate superfood, ultimate CMOS. Oh, man, you talk about energy focus. You just got all the super vitamins. However, God creates this moss with the iodine and all of it. It's just next level. That's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's how we run this operation. So take action now. Become a VIP member. Last day to get in to get the truck. It's going to be exciting to announce the winner. So much more at thealexjonesstore.com. We're making history. When you support us, you're a part of the big win. So take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. When you take action in the info war, and when you back those savaging the enemy, you are part of literally plunging a double-edged dagger of truth directly into their carotid arteries.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear. As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Any way you slice it. We are destroying the globalists right now. Whether they kill Trump, steal the election, it doesn't matter. We've ripped their mask off. 30 plus years of work is now coming to fruition. And we are in the danger zone. You can feel the energy. Now, I've really been thinking about every angle of this, and it hit me last night, and hit me this morning, and hit me right before I went on air. I need to be more positive. Because there is the paradox of all the bad happening. But you can see God's plan playing out in front of you. So, let's get into Biden. He was a busy boy yesterday. Busy globalist Chi-Com pedophile that sold our country out and is trying to start World War III. But as Trump pointed out, he's a puppet, and there was a coup against him. You can't debate that. You could try to debate, was it stolen from Trump 2020? The evidence is there, but some people don't know that. But you can't debate that he was removed and Kamala installed and he dropped out of the race after they had a medical emergency and put out a fake resignation letter that's all confirmed. And Pelosi says, oh, I thought it was fake. I don't know who did it. That is so huge. And that's another clip coming up in a moment. Trump, you know, the headline, Trump, the presidency was stolen. And people go, oh my God, he's saying from him. You're not supposed to say that. But no, he says from Biden, which is totally documented. Such a key point to hammer. You hammer the coup. You hammer the 325,000 missing kids, many of them found in slave labor and sex slavery. You promise to find them and prosecute those that did it. You hammer stopping World War III. And Trump's doing it. So Biden gets up and tries to riff off the Tony Hinchcliffe comment at the Madison Square Garden Sunday. And says, you know, I'd like to take Trump out here swimming with me. I'd like to take him behind the school and kick his ass. You know, kind of a, said that twice. But it's obviously, you know, kind of a Sicilian thing, though he's not Sicilian. You know, where's Luca Brasi? Well, he sleeps with the fishes. Well, yeah, I'd like to take him out there in the ocean with me. You know what I mean? Give him some cement shoes. And then in another little gaffe, he says, the only garbage I see is these Trump supporters. Well, see, that's not a comic making a joke out of context. That's the president and whoever runs him saying that. So the poll numbers instantly showed a 3-4 point drop for her, even more than we've seen ever before, on top of all the others. And Harris is now running away from it. And the betting averages have gone now from the high 60s up into the 70s, over the low 60s, the high 60s, depending on the betting average. It's way more accurate than polls. And yeah, no, Trump's going to win in a landslide in the real world, but will they be able to mitigate it with the fraud? I don't see him being able to steal all the battlegrounds like they did last time, 4 years ago, but the sneak attack on Texas, they've been paying a lot of attention to Texas. They've been doing a lot of beavering, a lot of illegal aliens, a lot of shenanigans. The Secretary of State a month ago saying, oh, we're going to let people vote with non-citizen IDs. It's not good. So you ask what my prediction is. I don't think the globalists know what's going to happen on November 5th and then when they, if they're able to string this out as they promised to do. But you know, when they say, oh, don't worry, we'll have enough ballots to override Trump 4 years ago, now they're saying it again, and then the Nevada Supreme Court says, yeah, you don't need postmarks. Anything that just shows up for 3 days after from anywhere, truck pulls in, whatever, middle of the night, whatever, we just count it. That is outrageously obvious. And then buses showing up with what looks like illegal aliens and the names don't match. Well, it's okay, sweetheart, you can vote however you want. Not at all. And guys show up big boxes with out-of-state plates just marching in. I got all these ballots. And then they catch people all over Pennsylvania with giant voter registration fraud groups, putting people on the voter rolls. And Michigan says you keep 500,000+ phantom voters that never voted but are on the roll somehow but aren't registered. They can vote. It just don't worry about it. But I don't think they can override this landslide. They tried to override it in 2016. Trump did not win the landslide in 2020 because people thought he was invincible and the Q stuff. And this time it's a bigger landslide than 2016, the numbers are showing. And I've been saying that for months, and now you see the Trump campaign saying it as well because they see the numbers. And they don't just have polls. They've got AI database systems that can scan what people are really saying and aggregate it. So here is Biden with the garbage comment, and let's segue into... He'd like to take Trump for a swim out in the ocean with the fishes. And then let's go straight into Kamala running from this. This is what defeat smells like and looks like and tastes like. Here it is.
Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Including, yes, Puerto Rico. Well, I'd take that guy for a swim out there. Anyway.
Listen, I think that, first of all, he clarified his comments, but Let me be clear. I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. You heard my speech last night and continuously throughout my career. I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not. And as President of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not. That is my responsibility, and that's the kind of work that I've done my entire career, and I take it very seriously.
Have you spoken to
all of her surrogates run around saying Trump supporters are Hitler, the devil, terrorists, the CIA, the FBI. They've all put out reports. Oh, my God, the number one terror threat is Trump supporters. They're going to kill people on Election Day and after. And so we've got to have an armed uprising, and we've got to not certify them, and we've got to have civil war to stop them from civil war. You're like, that's not logical. Well, their voters aren't logical. They just hear this crap. Like, Trump wants to put us all in prison. Well, they're like, we need to put all the Trump supporters in prison. So that garbage comment, look, she's already going to lose. But they need it to be convincing if they steal it. And it's not convincing. And I can tell you, at the highest levels of the whole corporate roundtable systems that control the corrupt government, they're sitting around right now, today, tonight, tomorrow, going, all right, do we go ahead and tell our groups, go ahead and trigger the crises, go into civil war conditions? Because we've been identified, and our COVID power grab blew up in our face, and everything else is blowing up in our face, and there's a huge political realignment, and we already failed to kill him twice. And if we do this, it's probably not going to work. And then we're all going to finally get arrested.
While Democrats want to ban assault weapons, extremist MAGA Republicans try to ban books. There's Kamala. MAGA extremists dare tell us what is in our own best interest. I mean, she says Trump and his supporters are coming to kill you. She said it 2 weeks ago last week. Play the clips. Oh, no, I've said I love everybody.
And Trump has said the left is turning America into a garbage can, and they're dumping the mentally ill and the criminals on us. I mean, Venezuela said 2 years ago, we're going to release rapists and murderers, and they told them in a decree, you must leave to America or you're back in prison. That's dumping garbage. It's not calling America garbage to say we're not the world's garbage dump. But you see something on the Drudge Report, that's the mouth of the New World Order. By the way, I owe Matt Drudge a lot, and he was a great guy, and you knew him. You've not been heard of in 5-6 years. In fact, did they kidnap him? Did they give him cement shoes? Is he like a mummy in a basement? I don't know. Every time I talk about Matt, he puts up an InfoWars link to like, no, it's me. Wink, wink, twice. You're there. Okay, buddy, whatever. I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely insane. Now, let's put the Drudge Report back up there. The New World Order report, the mouth of the New World Order, the sphincter of whatever it is. Trump, America's a garbage can. Biden, MAGA is garbage. Harris, taking out the trash, 6 days in USA. Yeah, it's 5 till the election, but 6 days, you know, until we're in the middle of it. But it's already the early voting in New Jersey. The Republicans are ahead in early voting. Republicans are ahead in a bunch of other states. So now White House media allies blame missing apostrophe edit in the teleprompter in desperate bid to spin Biden's garbage comment. I want to play this clip. Trump says they stole the presidency of the United States. And people saw that headline, and they got massive views, and the left didn't even watch it. They jumped and said, look, he's saying they stole the election again. No, which they did. He should keep saying that. They attack him because it's true. They don't want him to say it. Oh, we attack you, so don't say it. No, what they attack is what they're afraid of, so say it. But here he nails it, because you cannot debate that they removed him and made her the nominee with no votes, and that Biden's not running anything, and the two are fighting with each other publicly. So the enemy's in disarray. That's good. Here's the clip.
So I'm running on a plan to save America.
We're going to save America. We have no choice. It's the greatest there is. We love it. And we're going to save it. We have no choice. And it's going to be saving it from the incredible destruction that's been caused by crooked Joe Biden and Kamala. And she's responsible because he wasn't responsible, and she never said that. He didn't know too much about what was happening. Maybe that was exposed during the debate. And yet still, the way they took that away from him was not right. It wasn't right. It shouldn't have happened that way. They walked in. They said, we're taking it away. They stole the presidency of the United States. You can call it a coup. You can call it whatever. But they stole it. They went in like taking candy from a baby.
And there you go. Total truth. Perfectly said.
I made a perfect statement. It's perfect.
It is perfect. Okay, so now let's move on to this. No illegals are voting. Federal judges all over the country, at least 10 states. And every time I think it's 10, it was like a 9 the other day. It was 10 yesterday. Appeals courts rule that illegal aliens can vote. But remember, illegal aliens aren't voting. That's insane. Well, the Supreme Court just ruled that illegal aliens cannot be officially on the voter rolls, registered voters, because Virginia got their case to the Supreme Court quickly. The other states are pushing it up there as well, but is it a day late, a dollar short? Supreme Court hands down Virginia a huge win on election integrity, Biden DOJ hardest hit. And the Supreme Court said, this is ridiculous. Illegal aliens cannot vote under the Constitution. But the left, out of one side of their mouth for 20 years, has initiatives that illegals can vote, and it's good, and it's loving, and it's only in local elections, but almost all elections are held during off-year and general elections. Everybody knows that. You go vote for mayor and governor and city council at the same time for Congress and senator and for president every four, but everything else every two. And so, why are the federal courts saying illegals can vote then if they're not voting? And remember Obama 8 years ago on the eve of the last election that Trump won, hands down, said, if you're here, you get to vote on Telemundo. So out of one side of their mouth, they're normalizing it, and out of the other, they just deny it's happening. Just like for a long time, there's no plan for a carbon tax or world government to ban your range stove. And then now, yep, we're banning it. There's no plan to ban beef, but we are going to ban your beef. Supreme Court hands Virginia a huge win on election integrity. Biden DOJ hardest hit a month after months of back and forth over whether the state of Virginia would be allowed to purge non-citizens from its voting rolls. Supreme Court stepped in with an emergency stay. This came after a lower court previously ruled that non-citizens must be put back on the rolls. Not a good thing for the old deep state. Supreme Court reinstates Glenn Youngkin's voter purge in Virginia. And here's the Supreme Court's order for you. Because unlike the corporate media, when we tell you about something, we show it to you. Yeah, Trump wants to kill all the black people. He just said it last week. Where's the video? Trump's going to use the military to kill you. Where's the video? In fact, we've got an executive order by Biden and the green lighting in September for civil unrest, martial law, the military taking over, and, quote, lethal force on citizens. That's not Trump. Again, facts are stubborn things. Now, moving on to this. Shock video, and now there's more of these coming out. Buses of non-English-speaking, quote, citizens fast-tracked ahead of Americans waiting in line for hours to vote. Now, I want to say something about this before I show it. I thought about this a lot yesterday. I shot a special report on it, and the witnesses say they went up, and the names didn't even match, so the people said, oh, we'll just go back and get the right name, and it fits into this. All over Pennsylvania, they caught giant fake voter registration drives with people that were real citizens but weren't voting. The police went and checked with them. No, I didn't register to vote. No, I didn't do this. No, that's not my signature. But most of them were just fake names. And they were hoping they would just send them back. And then they could send these people in to vote in those names.
But there's a lot of coordination that goes into this, so it didn't go too well. But then I started watching these videos, and it really hit me. They're sending these NGOs out, open Democrat Party NGOs. You can read their T-shirts and search it, and it's Democrat Party. Of course it is. It's Democrat Party initiative getting the fake voter registrations in. That they're parading these people in front of the crowd and having them cut in line in front of the clear citizens to get a response. They are really poking the bear here, trying to break the back of the camel with another straw. And so the straw didn't work, so they're putting, you know, 100-pound weight on it. And I mean, this is crazy. But you see the videos from years ago where they passed a law in New York, they give you legal aliens, driver's license, and they're around the block doing it. So this is just out in the open. Let's go ahead and play that video.
No, they had these people, they had about 12 of them walked in, they were all foreigners, and then they took them up, these younger people helped them to fill out, they were going to say vote PA today,
yep.
And then
vote
they took
today,
them up,
PA. Yep.
And somehow they beat a 2-hour line, and then they walked up, and the one lady, they were even asking her, they're like, we don't have you in the system, your name's not right, and they're like, oh, well, we'll take it back and change it.
Yeah.
How do you change your damn name?
Exactly, yeah. Well, thank you.
And it goes on and on. More video at Real Alex Jones on X at InfoWars.com. I suggest you share it. And there's more of this coming out. And again, I've seen enough illegals from places. They look Mesoamerican. They look like they're from Guatemala. That's a big part of the groups they're bringing into Pennsylvania. And they don't even know. They're just told, hey, go do this. And they're led by who they think is an official. And they're brought to the head of the line. And then there you go. And you want to see the raw footage? Here it is right here. But it's all up on Real Alex Jones on X. There's another video. Lie to your husband, vote Kamala. The Harris campaign actually put a video out saying this, like, oh, it's a secret little, you know, good thing to vote for your oppressors. Look at this video. Man spotted dropping off obscene amount of ballots at Northampton, PA, last minute. The man reportedly has Rhode Island license plates. Why Rhode Island plates in PA? Might be a logical explanation, but see something, say something. It should at least be following up on by local officials. Yeah, well, they found a bunch of fraud, and then the state database of registered voters got magically taken down. That Homeland Security and the FBI warned 2 months ago was imminent, that Russians or some foreign group would hack the voter registration databases so that they wouldn't know who was voting. Now who wants illegals to vote or dead people to vote or fraud? Oh, but the Russians are going to hit a system that does that. Isn't that convenient yet again? Of course, there's no proof the Russians did it. That's just what they told us, because they like to pre-program what they're about to do. Now, I'm going to start the next hour and get into a bunch of other election news, a bunch of big developments. The most powerful MAHA ad, Make America Healthy Again Alliance, that Elon Musk is the guy behind with RFK Jr. And Del Bigtree is the head of it, and the great Mickey Willis put these ads together. I mean, these are just the best, hands down. And you just look at the genuineness of Tulsi Gabbard's and all these folks. Compare the Democrats. I mean, it's night and day. So that's coming up at the start of the next hour and so much more. We're winning. But people need to be focused, and they need to be frosty, and they need to be citizen journalists, and need to report and expose all the garbage going on. And there's a big terror attack. We got to instantly analyze who stands to gain and what the on-the-ground witnesses are saying, just like with the attempted Trump assassinations, so we get the truth out. That's where it comes from. The FBI's being sued by the governor in Florida for trying to cover up what really happened down there at the golf course. I mean, it's on. But we're not naive anymore, and we got a lot of allies at the state and local level The military's awake. A lot of exciting things are happening, but we're in a fight for the future. And separately, remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The globalists hate this show. They believe it's one of the most effective to get the truth out, because it is because of you and the work we do together. This is a team effort. So please share the links from Real Alex Jones, the live feed. Hey, here's a forbidden show. Please share it. Tell those you give to share it. Tell them to share it, and so on. And support the broadcast. It's a long story, but the deep state and the Justice Department want to shut down on the 13th of November. We're now 13 days out from that, but we have great sponsors that they won't be able to shut down. And we've got the crew, and we've got backup systems. I'll leave it at that. But we're not fully energized and fully funded that if we are shut down on the 14th to explode out of the blocks like a sprinter and just kick ass. So energize us now. There's not a better place to bet in the fight and get incredible products, because I want them to work great so you love them, so you keep using them, so we have a symbiotic relationship. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you go there to get the great supplements and great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people and promote freedom, it's an adventure to wear one of my shirts or Trump shirts. They're all there. New designs every day. Hundreds of them now. The classic InfoWar shirt's a fundraiser. The Punisher, Rebellion to Tyrants, Means to God shirt. It's all there. And today is the last day when you buy product there to be entered in the big raffle sweepstakes for the mega super awesome top Dodge off-road super package and $10,000 cash today. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You go to TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP and sign up for $30 a month, cancel any time. You get $40 each month, so you make money, to buy product, great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So be sure to become a VIP member, and that way it habituates you to the site. You remember you're there. You can support each month and then make the money back with the products you already want. It's a win-win. You get special discounts on top of it, special offers, product offers that are just for you that are coming very soon. So much more at TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. That is the coordinates to fund the Second American Revolution worldwide. And separately, my dad's supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com, has game-changing products like Next Level Foundational Energy, the fluoride-free nano-silver, tea tree, iodine, fortified toothpaste that's so good and so game-changing, and so many other great supplements at drjonesnaturals.com. You fund those folks, you get great products, win-win. The coordinates of victory. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is fund this operation. Get great products. DrJonesNaturals.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Take action now. Get fired up. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us. Many of the supplements available at TheAlexJonesStore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
During the George Floyd riots, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey abandoned the city's third precinct, surrendering it to rioters who then set fire to it.
The mayor defends abandoning the third precinct.
If we were to continue to attempt to hold the first third precinct, very likely there would have been hand-to-hand combat, likely serious injury, and maybe death.
After the George Floyd riots, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey was in the spotlight to defund the police.
Majority of Minneapolis's city council is pledging to defund or dismantle the police department following the death of George Floyd. However, the city's mayor, Jacob Frey, opposes that. Protesters chanted, "Go home, Jacob," over the weekend after he said he does not support dismantling the department. What you campaigned on reform. That's part of how you got elected. You have reformed the body cam policy. You have banned warrior training, but we still have the George Floyd incident. Is reform enough?
I don't want to comment on precisely what the council meant by disbanding or ending the police force. I think there's varying opinions. But what I'm saying is, look, I'm not for abolishing, but deep structural reform. Absolutely. We have to make it happen.
To reform the police, they decided to replace SWAT teams with social workers. Governor Tim Walz gave it his stamp of approval while admitting they don't have the staff to do it.
This idea of violence interveners and problem solvers or social workers pairing with police to respond to some mental health calls, many of those are domestic situations that escalate very quickly and turn violent. How realistic is it to have a social worker respond with a police officer in real time? I'm just curious, would it almost require a separate force of social workers and violence interveners to respond to these calls? And how would that work in practicality?
Well, here's what I would tell you is when it comes to social workers, I've been talking about this forever. I think we talk about Minnesota, and I oftentimes point the rosy picture of where we rank on certain things. You've heard me say this as a teacher. We rank last on school counselors and social workers. So one of the things is of trying to find those people, trying to have them out there and trying to have them integrated into real life.
Last week on Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024, Davis Maturi was doing yard work outside his South Minneapolis home when his neighbor shot him.
Surveillance video obtained by NBC Minneapolis affiliate Care 11 shows the moment Maturi fell to the ground.
His neighbor, John Sawchak, was then charged with second-degree attempted murder, first-degree assault, and stalking and harassment because Maturi has been reporting him to the police for over a year.
According to court documents, Maturi had called police on Sawchak 19 times in the last year, alleging his neighbor had threatened to kill him and his wife, brandished a knife at them, and hurled racial slurs.
Maturi was told by a female police commander that her officers were frightened of Sawchak, and she didn't want to put them at risk. After shooting his neighbor, Sawchak was not arrested. They sent social workers and psychologists to try and de-escalate the situation. And after days of this, Frey and O'Hara had a press conference to complain about the public's outrage.
To that victim, I say I am sorry that this happened to you. But it could not be anything further from the truth to say that we did nothing or that we just simply don't care. That's not true. Everything that we do is impacted by the reality that the police department is much smaller today than what it was prior to 2020, and we are dealing with a much higher call load. We cannot, as a community, on one hand say, hey, we want cops to use less force. We want less SWAT teams. We want more de-escalation. And then when we actually do that, say, how come the cops didn't use the SWAT team right away? We have been there 24/7 the last few days. We have been using our behavioral threat assessment team. We have used a psychiatrist. We have spoken to this individual's family. We have made dozens of attempts to contact this person. But again, to say that we simply don't care or we did nothing is simply not true.
This feels a whole lot more like politics than it does like somebody that's trying to find a solution. We're about trying to find a solution right now. Again, less politics. That kind of thing is gross.
Hours after this press conference, Sawchak was finally arrested and taken into custody.
If you're saying you're scared,
what does that do to me, you know?
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
5 days till election day, and all over the country, places like New Jersey that hadn't happened in decades, Republican votes outnumber Democrat voters right now in the data they have, and it's happening everywhere. The establishment is in free fall right now. Their entire criminal agenda is coming out, and that makes them super dangerous. And they've been telegraphing that, oh, the Trump supporters, the number one terror threat, why Trump supporters are going to stage terror attacks or shoot up poll workers or kill minorities. I covered that for an hour yesterday, showing ABC News, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN. I mean, it's just everywhere. You don't need me to tell you that. You see it. Where's the evidence? It's just as ridiculous as saying the Madison Square Garden rally was a Nazi rally. And you've got Biden saying he'd like to, you know, take Trump for a swim out in the ocean, a clear threat, and then saying, you know, the only garbage is his supporters. They're desperate. And they're saying they're going to create civil war conditions. They're saying they're not going to accept a win. They're saying they're not going to certify Trump. And Trump's starting to talk about that and getting ahead of that because it's preposterous. Unless they have some type of George Floyd event or something to trigger things. And that's the big threat. And the Democrats say they're not going to accept the election. They're going to string it out. They've got all these federal rulings. They can keep it open for weeks. Though the Supreme Court started slapping that down today, saying, no, you can't have illegal aliens on the voter rolls in Virginia. Well, they're going to slap it down all the other states where federal judges said they could do that? So any way you look at this, the good news is the truth is coming out. This is a giant wake-up call for so many people that were naive. And everything we've talked about and documented for decades and decades and decades, and that many others have exposed as well, is now coming into fruition. And now we learn, oh, there were sex operatives targeting Trump campaign people and his supporters by the FBI. Now we learn Tim Walz is a communist Chinese agent. And now we begin to learn all of this. And you know, so many conservative headlines are, oh, 10 ways Kamala was an idiot, didn't do a good job. She did a great job on the border with Mayorkas. The job was to get rid of the border. Biden said, when I win this election, immediately surge the border, and we will make you legal. Remember those clips? Want to see it again? I probably played it 500 times. It's deliberate. Look at this headline. Top five reasons Kamala did nothing to stop 10 million illegals. Number five is ridiculous. She didn't do nothing. If you take your month-old baby and throw it in the pool, you murdered it. If you are drugged out on heroin in your bed asleep and the toddler goes out and drowns, that's negligence. You did nothing. But if you drowned your child, you did it on purpose. It's all on purpose. And it's headline after headline like this, and then they have the nerve to say Trump's going to kill the minorities. Trump's going to use the military while they're gearing up for martial law publicly with the orders out of whoever's running the Biden administration and saying they're going to have civil war conditions and saying they want armed uprisings. James Carville 2 weeks ago, Jamie Raskin, all of them. They're not planning on going quietly. And so as optimistic as I am and seeing the Great Awakening, as positive as I am, I'm not seeing enough concern from the brains around Trump. And I talk to these people all the time. And they go, yeah, that just sounds too negative to get into that. Well, it's being set up. It's too dark. Okay. Well, I'll do my job here. And the listeners that are activists, that are men and women in the arena, are going to share the live feed and the documents and the articles. And we're reaching conservatively with the main show 20 million new people a day. And the clips, I can't even count them. So X is the game changer. I mean, we were reaching 30, 40 million people a day before they deplatformed me in 2017. Biggest talk radio show, biggest news show, English-speaking show in the world. Bigger than Rogan, all of it. That was on record. It's not about who's the biggest. It was we were covering the most accurate information. People were hungry for it. And they crushed us down to our radio stations, took me off the whole internet except for InfoWars.com, tried to shut that down. We were probably crushed down to 5 million listeners a day, but that was like the 300. And now we've, but thanks to you spreading the word, roared back to, we've had some days in the last month, 50, 60 million viewers on X alone. People see the number. It's there. Then they false report us, try to block us, all the, pull their scams, not X, but the Democrat Party. Manipulate the algorithm. Oh, you just knocked us down to 20 million. Oh, you hurt us so bad. But they're fighting, trying to hold a beach ball underwater because the Streisand effect kicks in. People want to know what it is they're not supposed to know. They say curiosity killed the cat. I say curiosity is one of the most important things in the universe. What is it they don't want you to know? They want to just sit up there and say, there's no illegals voting. And then I show you all the federal rulings where they say illegals can vote. And the Texas ruling a month ago. Yeah, you can vote with a non-citizen ID. They can't stand up against the hard, hot lights of truth. Just like cockroaches, you go in to get a glass of water in the kitchen at 3 a.m. and you flip the light on and there's a bunch of cockroaches eating a piece of pie that you forgot to throw in the trash can. That's all we are is a big light bulb. Bloop. My job is so easy. I can sit here and I've already done, I can show you 50 evidences of election fraud right now. But you see it, it's everywhere. And that's how you know we're winning. We've gone from 5-6 years ago where 95% of the hardcore reports exposing globalist crimes and deep state activities were us. We're breaking half of them now. I love that. I love it. And as soon as it gets to 99%, I'm retired. You won't be seeing me no more because I got a lot of stuff I want to do. But we're a long way from that. But that's what I'm saying, how far we've come, because this looks negative. People tune in, they get depressed. Some tune in, they get fired up. It's all your perspective. I'm very fired up. I want your morale to be high. But I also want you to know, yeah, we're winning this fight, and we've got the initiative, but if we don't keep the gas turned on high and the pedal slammed down to the metal and balls to the walls, this is a death battle. This is existential. This is urgent. This is maximum danger. This is game time. This is history. This is the crossroads. We've already passed the point of return, so you better decide what side you're on. Like I told Zuckerberg over and over again 6 months ago, I said, you better come out and apologize for helping steal the 2020 election, and you better say you're at least going to get out of politics, and you better do it, or we're going to hold you responsible. And I didn't threaten him bodily. I said, when we get in, you're going to get in a lot of trouble. And I said, by the way, here's just an example. I love Kauai, Hawaii. If I could live anywhere, I'd be there. Go there every year at least. Be going there for many years, decades. And the Hawaiians love me, and the people are really awake there, and they're great people. They know there's basically, they never got out from under being a governorship, a territory. And they're pissed about the New World Order. But it's not just the Hawaiians. Most of the natives aren't just Hawaiian. It's a mix of, you know, Asian folks that live there. And then the locals, and you know, that have lived there that are white for a long time. You can't go in a restaurant. You can't rent a fishing boat. You can't walk into a hotel. You can't have the maid service cleaning your hotel room that barely speaks English. We like your show. We want to kill Zuckerberg. And I'm like, well, let's not kill him. Let's, you know, literally you're out fishing, you're out snorkeling. And the Japanese guy that's fifth generation is talking about how much they want to get Zuckerberg. And then you go meet with the Hawaiian chief, who's a real chief. They want to, you know, that's all they're talking about, Zuckerberg. And then you run into people that are working on his bunker and all they're talking about how they want to get Zuckerberg. And you run into security guys that hate Zuckerberg. And it's just, I just said to Zuckerberg, of course, Zuckerberg knows how hated he is because I've been going there many years and it's just more and more and more to the point of it gets annoying. I'm sitting there on the beach watching my daughter play in the surf, my 7-year-old, and people won't leave me alone saying we're going to get him. The tourists are saying, where's he live? We hate him. I mean, that's the equivalent of the villagers with the torches and the pitchforks. And I said, you better roll over, jackass. And we had Ivan Raiklin on, and he said, you better signal. And we listed a big group of people. A month later, he rolls over. That's a good sign. We don't want to put you in prison, Zuckerberg. We don't want the locals, when society breaks down in martial law, to come know that your house has got the food. It's like a big flashing red sign during collapse. Come get me. Your stupid bunker. It's a fancy Egyptian tomb. And he rolled over. Doesn't mean we can trust him in the dark or even turn our backs on him, but that's where we are. Get ready for the victory. Elon Musk is all in. All the most popular talk show hosts are anti-globalists now. Populist parties are being elected everywhere. And it's front and center that the globalists think we're garbage. And they hate our police, and they hate our military, and they hate anybody that's competent, because they hate anybody that they could imagine could ever get behind the people and bring them to justice. So I want to play you something that I had a chance to see days ago that they released this morning on Tulsi Gabbard's X account. And the great folks, the Maha Alliance, put this together, Del Bigtree, and they don't want credit, I'm giving credit, and the great Mickey Willis. And, I mean, this looks better than a Disney production, but it's not the production quality. It's the content of this new Tulsi Gabbard's ad. And we posted it on Real Alex Jones on X. I want you to share it. And it just shows the decency of Trump and Gabbard's and RFK Jr. and the substance of what they stand for and what we're facing and how clear this choice is. So go to my X account, go to Gabbard's X account, go to the Maha Alliance account, get this, post it on your own site. Don't just retweet it. Retweet it and re-upload it, because then it gets even more people. And then Elon Musk will put it out, I would say, by tonight. He's the one that paid for these. And you compare this ad to the ads the Democrats put out, and it's night and day. Everything they say is a lie, and everything, if you study this ad, is true. So this is what they didn't tell you about Donald Trump. This is the real Donald Trump from a woman of just amazing, on record, courage and commitment to this country and wholesomeness and decency. And you see all the good people congregating to fight the evil. And you see all the evil congregating to fight us. And we see the Alliance of Freedom just energizing, getting stronger by the minute. This is such an exciting time to be alive. Here's the ad.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Democratic Party over 20 years ago. I was 21 years old in Hawaii, and at that time, it welcomed people from all different backgrounds, different views, celebrated free speech, and actually defended those whose speech was being attacked, even if they disagreed with their views. It was a party that stood up for the little guy and represented our values of freedom and liberty in America. I love the Democrat Party because now it stands for the exact opposite of all of those things.
Free speech is not an absolute.
Social media sites, they are speaking to millions of people without oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
I never would have imagined as an American and as a soldier that we would live in a country in my lifetime where we would feel like we have to self-censor what we say, that we couldn't criticize our own government for fear of them labeling us as a domestic terrorist. We are closer to the brink of World War III and nuclear war today than we ever have been before, directly because of the Harris-Biden administration's foreign policy. Too many Americans are struggling just to afford the basic necessities of life. No matter how many times we've heard Kamala Harris and Joe Biden over these last 4 years tout and celebrate how Bidenomics has been great for America,
America's economy is strong.
Polls consistently show that a majority of the American people disapprove of the president's handling of the economy.
Guess what? It's working.
Over half of Americans earning a six-figure salary report that they're actually living paycheck to paycheck.
Bidenomics is working. It is actually working.
The number of homeless people on the streets and in shelters across the U.S. increased significantly this year.
Bidenomics is working.
It's almost as though they're speaking from an ivory tower saying how great they are and patting themselves on the back while people are struggling for crumbs on the streets. This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about choosing, we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
The Department of Defense, under Biden's authority, quietly codified its right to deploy lethal force against its own citizens on American soil.
I'm proud to endorse Donald Trump in this election because he is our best hope. Specifically because of the leadership that President Trump has brought to transform the Republican Party and bring it back to the party of the people, the party of equality, the party that was founded to fight against and end slavery in this country. It is the party of common sense and the party that is led by a president who has the courage and strength to fight for peace.
Mr. Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to ever set foot inside North Korea yesterday.
And this is why they will do everything possible to try to destroy him. Because this man has the courage to take them on and root out the deep rot of corruption in Washington. My message to my fellow Americans, regardless of your political affiliation, now is the time for us to stand together to save our country. A vote for President Trump is a vote for a big open tent party that welcomes people from all backgrounds and all walks of life. A vote for President Trump is a vote to express our deep love for our country and our appreciation for our God-given rights and freedoms enshrined in the Constitution. A vote for President Trump is a vote for secure borders and safe communities, and a vote for President Trump is a vote for peace here in America and around the world. Thank you so much.
Paid for by Maha Alliance and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Feel it. We have massive initiative. We have turned the tide. We are like Beowulf in the ancient Norse fables, have Grendel by the arm, and we're going to rip it out of the socket. Does that mean we're offering some utopia like the left claims they're going to offer? No. But not a system designed to make you weak. Not a system designed to make you poor. Not a system that punishes meritocracy but rewards it. That's the system we're bringing back, the system that's the newest system, the best system that everybody tried to imitate. And then the globalists took over America and have to run America down because they don't want that as an example, a city on the shining hill, a shining city on the hill. That's where we are. And we're reclaiming our destiny. All right, let me hit this right now because this is a big deal. It's like it's Groundhog Day. We've had all these congressional hearings the last 2 years about weaponization and the FBI and the feds and the CIA domestically, illegally controlling information, having hundreds of millions of posts demoted or taken down or blocked. Congressional hearings first targeting me 8 years ago that I'm a Russian with no damn evidence of it. And turning the system loose on me. I didn't whine and say, oh, I'm a victim. I said, no, I'm a target because I'm effective fighting these people. But I said, you're next. And now it's all out in the open. It came out in federal court. The FBI ran all the fake lawsuits against me. The CIA was involved with the media. All came out. And now Tucker Carlson does whole shows on it and gets 100 million views. How do they like that? See, their lies work at first, but they rot quickly. They fall apart. And so we see these headlines. The Biden-Harris administration wasted nearly $1 billion on misinformation. And the Brownstone Institute legal group goes from the angle that, oh, they claim they were fighting disinfo, but it didn't work. No, they call anything true or they don't like disinfo. Just like this headline. This is a big problem. I see them everywhere. Five reasons Kamala did nothing to stop 10 million illegals. They brought them in. They paid to bring them. The UN NGOs ran it. Stop saying the left are incompetent idiots. They're evil, carrying out a globalist agenda, the same thing in every Western country, to break the will and break the back of the countries under Cloward and Piven to crash the society and the money and the infrastructure to bring in their new system. It's totalitarian communism 101. So this big article goes over the total admission of fraud, but comes at a perspective of, oh, they didn't stop the disinfo. They didn't stop it. They're the disinfo. And then you see this. And I told Joe last week, talked to him last Thursday before Trump came in. I said, you got to get this on X because I know his deals are with Spotify and YouTube. He's back on YouTube. You know, his choice to leave it 4 years ago. I was his first guest when he left it here in Austin. And I said, they're going to shadow ban it. You won't be able to search it. That's the standard deal they did to Trump. You know, when they shot him for a month and a half, they wouldn't even show it if you look for it. And of course, they shadow banned it, and you couldn't search it, and it's all admitted, and YouTube says that. They can do whatever they want. Total election meddling, and so then they put it on X yesterday. But again, do you think they're going to stop with Joe Rogan and Trump or J.D. Vance, who's here right now? I think they just finished taping down the road. Joe's studio's a mile and a half away. This is everybody's problem. Look at this. Wikipedia editors officially deemed Trump a fascist. And Musk put a tweet out last night saying, Wikipedia is broken. It would have had to ever work or been a truthful thing to be broken. It's always twisted information and pushed a global agenda. Now it's just cartoonish. They go, yeah, he's officially a Hitler. He's a fascist because, you know, he raises his fists. It's a joke. And they use Wikipedia to train the AI. Garbage in, garbage out. And here's Elon Musk's tweet. Wikipedia is broken. No. And I keep hitting this theme, not to try to police people. I'm just saying, they didn't get rid of the border by accident. It's not incompetence. They didn't censor by accident. They didn't do any of this by accident. It's all been, by design, on record, criminal, premeditated actions. We got a lot more coming up. Special guest, huge, Dale Comstock in studio. Next hour, stay with us.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time, and what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago. Now with modern science, we know it boosts your immune system. It's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar. Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've been on air over 30 years, since I was 20. And nothing compares to the time we're in. Intellectually, spiritually, politically. I mean, I'm just here looking at all over the world, not just in America, the pedophile rings, the narcotics trafficking, the human trafficking, the corruption, the evil, the poison shots, the globalists not paying taxes. It's all coming out. The censorship, the control, the collusion, their plans for global cashless society. And it's not like it's some new fad that's popular to know about freedom. This isn't going to go away. This was predicted by historians and sociologists and anthropologists. We know there's an 87-year, 88-year, depending on which map you look at, cycle. And this is a fourth turning. This is a mega turning. This is a big, big deal. And the globalists wanted to bring in their total control during this time of change. Instead, humanity is not being caught completely flat-footed. We're not in the best position, but we're at least not asleep. And is saying no. And the growth curve of understanding is going straight up. That's why I tell the agencies and the corporations and the people in the system, for your own self-preservation, you don't want to be in this dystopic Great Reset where they make us all poor for social control. And it's the right thing to do, of course, and God's watching. So it's so easy now to join Team Humanity. One of my interviews with Elon Musk, 2.5 hours long. He was about the death cult, the depopulation agenda, and because it's out in the open how he'd meet with the heads of Google and they'd say, you're too pro-human, you're a natalist, which means you're pro-family, pro-child. And he said, you know, I don't know what we call this movement. And I said, we call it Team Humanity. He goes, yes, yes, Team Humanity. And that got some traction, but not enough. Because for most people, like, well, of course we're pro-human. Well, I mean, do you read the New York Times? Do you watch Discovery Channel? Do you hear them saying humans are bad and that we're going to be replaced? And, you know, the WEF officially saying the future is not human? I mean, just type in WEF, future's not human. They are really pushing a horrible, anti-human, dystopic system while they claim populists and conservatives and natalists are going to kill everybody, and we want martial law, and we want to punish our political enemies, and we want to censor, and we want to control. And then you sit back and you look at what the New World Order is doing everywhere. And more than 80 million people over the lockdowns in the third world, 80 million. Normally it's about 15 million a year starved to death. You have the extra numbers, 80 plus million. That's a UN number. It's accurate. Starved to death, they said, from COVID. No, from the lockdowns of COVID. You thought we had year-long lockdowns. They had three-year lockdowns because the IMF and World Bank controls their countries. That's the military. And when I say the military, you think of the military as helicopters and troops and all of this. That's the old military. The new system, the soft kill system, is the administrative system cutting off the energy, cutting off the food, cutting off the fertilizer, undermining society, bankrupting the systems, sabotaging the physical militaries, the classical militaries. That's the real attack. I was talking to some military folks just the other day, and I was saying, and of course they want to stop Trump and stop others because they want to carry out the depopulation. And they're like, you mean with another even more deadly bio-release? And I went, well, yeah, down the road, but they want a slow cook to normalize sterilizing and poisoning people. That's how you really hit somebody. And obviously I'm stating something that's 101 about the New World Order. A real sinister attack is covert and hits you from different angles and moves slowly. Use the Dune analogy of the slow blade penetrates the shield. So while we're all here waiting for the big attack, waiting for the Nazis to come marching in and we'll kick their ass or the UN blue helmets, the UN treaties, the UN regulations, the UNESCO transhumanist movement is here. It's controlling the schools. It's controlling the dinosaur media. It's surveilling. That's the key to censorship. It's not just the censorship. It's the surveillance that goes with it. The Ministry of Truth, they tried to set up 3 years ago. It's already operating, but they gave it a name. Their Disinformation Bureau. And people are like, look, the Disinformation Bureau said that the COVID vaccine works 100% of the time. They were wrong. They're the disinformation. No, they're not wrong. They were lying on purpose. And I keep restating that because I talk to senators and congressmen and people all the time. And they just say, I don't get these leftists. They're just so stupid. They're not stupid. They have an agenda. Their minions are stupid. But you've got to understand it's an organized, scientific, post-human transhumanist takeover. And I will just hammer that and hammer that and hammer that until it becomes the main issue, which it's basically there. Thanks to Elon Musk. And there's nothing more satisfying than talking to folks and sitting there, prominent people and regular folks, everybody, and to hear people sit there and tell me about the New World Order and tell me about the plans. And I love it. I'm just like, tell me more. Oh, really? They're doing that? They add a hormone to the tetanus shot that sterilizes women. Really? Didn't know that. Thank you for telling me. You should tell us. Oh, fluoride causes lower IQ and infertility? I didn't know that. Thank you. Because that's when you know you've really been effective. So I just keep coming to you with the positive news that no matter what happens, whether they kill Trump, which we don't want to happen, or whether they steal the election, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, though they're trying, it doesn't matter as long as you know we're winning, that God's on our side, and this war may take 10 more years or 50 more years, or maybe we win right now. It doesn't matter. We never give up because the journey is the destination. This is all about doing the right thing and educating people and also making fun of the tyrants and getting in their face. Like I said, day one, when they put out thousands and thousands of articles saying Trump is Hitler because he's going to the Madison Square Garden where the Nazis in 1939, 85 years ago, had a rally. You know, Hitler wasn't there. It was the American Bund. That was the Nazi Party in America. And everybody else from the Beatles to Elvis to the Rolling Stones to Metallica to the DNC, the RNC, they've all been there. It's ridiculous to say that. It's the same as saying, well, Hitler drinks water, Trump drinks water. Hitler has a car, Trump has a car. Hitler wears a jacket, Trump wears a jacket. And so that got turned into a meme. But so much of this is just common sense and not letting the globalists dictate to you reality. So let's play a little clip that the Dilly meme team put together. You're Hitler. Here it is. Like Hitler breathed air, you breathe air, you're Hitler. Hitler drank water, you drink water, you're Hitler. Hitler ate food, you eat food, you're Hitler. Hitler drove a car, you drive a car, you're Hitler. Hitler took a dump, you take a dump, you're Hitler. Hitler brushed his teeth, you brush your teeth, you're Hitler. Hitler wore sunglasses, you wore sunglasses, you're Hitler. Hell, I'm wearing aviator sunglasses right now. I guess that means I'm Joe Biden. Now, let's go to Tony Hinchcliffe, great fellow Austinite. And in fact, he'll be 10 times bigger than ever because he didn't apologize about his joke when he was roasting everybody. But this is another reason they hate Tony Hinchcliffe. Here it is.
Go ahead.
Basically, I mean, like, they said shit like go back to, you know, Poland, all the normal shit.
But you've never been to Poland.
No, I'm from my ancestry is Ukrainian.
Oh, wow. Way to get the crowd on your side. There's some uneducated idiots that are rooting for you now, not realizing that that country's stealing our money.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Oh, look at that pop from the crowd. Almost seems like we should stop donating to needless wars, am I correct? If only there was a candidate for that coming up in November. It's a no-brainer. Do the right thing. Tell your friends. Anyway, Aiden.
Now, this is another bellwether issue as I'm giving you positive news today, because I realized yesterday I got really dark and went down kind of the avenue, if we fail, very high potential of nuclear war, just total insanity. I was thinking, I should come back today and talk about positive stuff mainly, because really, people need to know, and I think most of you know that, but for those that don't know, and when I'm lecturing people, I'm really lecturing myself. This is all just Alex Jones talking to himself, really. Now, some huge election news just broke, so big that I'm processing it here for a minute before I get to it. It's that big. And I'm having an explosion of thoughts here. Wow. This is the biggest yet. I mean, this is, I'm actually speechless right now. Not because I couldn't talk. I just really want to nail this. God, it's all hiding in plain view. This is so insane. There's so many angles to this next big thing that just dropped. Wow. And we knew this, and MTG reported this 2 weeks ago. And then it was all confirmed in newspapers around the country. Now they've been caught red-handed, flipping votes. Oh, my God. And they just admitted it. The main Soros operative just did. So that's what I'm saying. In these quickenings in history, and you're living in one, you'll never live in something this well, like this again, probably. I mean, there's a hyper-quickening, though, with all the technology, so maybe we will. But, Lenin said there are times when nothing happens in decades, and then weeks where decades happen. You're there, sweethearts. And in my view, I don't think that's a view. I think everybody agrees with me. Wow. Wow is all I can say. But back to the Tony Hinchcliffe point. I don't go to a lot of concerts because I'm busy and tired at night or whatever. But I do go to comedy clubs. And I'm friends with Joe Rogan. He's owned some other ships, so I go there quite often. He's very nice. He's a little VIP booth. It's great. And I get to meet all the people. I've known Tony for 8 years or so, since he's been living here in Austin and gone his comedy thing a lot there at the Vulcan Gas Company and then over at the other place. And so I get to know these guys. And before Joe moved here 4 years ago, I went to comedy maybe twice a year because there's so many comedians here now. I probably go every couple of weeks to not just his club, but others. And when he moved here 4 years ago, I started going to comedy every few weeks. I was like, everybody's anti-New World Order. Black, white, Asian, Arab, old, young, female. You see a lot of the comedians here on air. And not just Tim Dillon, but the list goes on and on. And Joe said, oh yeah, they're completely awake to the New World Order. And we're talking about arenas with 10, 20, 30,000 people get filled up with comedians talking all about the New World Order. Which, again, is a major benchmark of how amazing this is. Because that's, really the cutting edge of culture would be something like comedy. And all the attempts to censor it and control it in the last decade is what's blown up in the system's face. So, again, you want to be canceled by the system. You want to be attacked by it. Because that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Though they are putting people in prison and they are killing people. But the problem is there's so many more people popping up because I bet on humanity. I believed decades ago that people were rolling over because they were asleep and couldn't believe bad things were happening. And it turns out I was right about the majority of people. The globalists thought all their intimidation was working on people, but it wasn't working. Now that people are awake, messing with people, I'd say 9 out of 10 pisses them off. Don't work too good. So that's where we are. And that was the news I wanted to say about comedy. Let me do this. I was going to play this clip anyways. It's very important. And it's Bill Ackerman on X and how important it is. Let's play this short clip. And then I'm going to come back with the most insane news yet in the election concerning fraud. Here's Ackerman.
Well, you need neutral spaces in media.
Bill's an optimist, by the way.
Neutral spaces in media where you can counteract I don't even want to use the word misinformation because that itself has problems. Look, I don't want to sit here and just be an advertisement for X. But what's interesting, someone writes a profile of me in some media form, I can, within an hour of that article coming out, I can, very specifically fact check, rebut, address, the issue, as could obviously any candidate for office. Prior to X being sort of this neutral platform, you send the Times a beg them for a correction, right? And in a few weeks on quote unquote page 43 in a place no one would read, the correction would appear. And I think the more the public has lost confidence in kind of conventional media, the more they're going to look to empirical voices in podcasting and kind of citizen journalism on X. And I do think that's a powerful counterpoint. Mm. The most powerful moment for many people, actually one of them for me, is I truly believed that Trump had said that the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists were very fine people, were among the very fine people who were protesting. And it takes about 2 minutes to actually watch what he said to realize that he said precisely the opposite, that he condemned. He said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists when he's talking about very fine people. And that's the moment when you realize, oh, my God, I really have been misled by the media. You look at the 60 Minutes excerpting that was done of, Kamala, and you realize how much you can be manipulated, particularly by taped and excerpted media. So I really, if I'm trying to get to the truth, I want to hear the voice of the candidate untaped, unscripted, without the teleprompter.
And of course, Ackerman's very respected and has made hundreds of dead-on predictions. He also said Kamala Harris will probably result in the end-of-the-world nuclear war. In another clip. But let me now cover this breaking news. Now, we reported this first with MTG 2 Fridays ago. And since then, it's been all over local news that Dominion, that company that we keep hearing about, electronic voting machine company, that people using that machine, other machines as well, that kept flipping Republican votes to Democrat votes. People would check their ballot. They do the machine, get the copy. Well, this isn't right. Oh, machines are broken. Come back later. They totally attacked MTG, me, threatened to sue us. All this. We were just reporting what her constituents were saying. They sued Giuliani, sued Fox, sued a bunch of groups. And they do it in key jurisdictions where it's all controlled, just like my fake trials, and say, oh, look, it's all true. Dominion's totally perfect. The Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is a Soros anti-Trump operative. She's allowed with the feds 500,000 phantom voters that aren't on the voter rolls to stay on in Michigan. And now she just admitted that there are nationwide problems. That's an understatement, by Dominion computers, voting machines. They first denied there were these 500,000 phantoms. Now they say it's no problem, totally illegal. Now, I'll play the clip of her. She just hides it in plain view and says, voters are just going to have to deal with this. Now, get ready for this. And they're admitting this. This is not debatable. There are hundreds of thousands of people voting from different addresses, and many of them aren't even voters. And, of course, they're voting for Kamala. And they just say that's the way it is. Oh, wow. Just like, yeah, illegal aliens are voting. Big deal. Supreme Court says no to Virginia and the federal judge. But all those other states already said they could. And Nevada 2 days ago said, hey, we'll just take unpostmarked ballots for 3 days after so they can supply whatever they need. And the Democrats are suing with the feds to block any cameras at drop boxes because they don't want Dinesh D'Souza to get those tapes again. So let me read this to you. New, Nick Sordor is reporting. Post this on my ex. I do most of my posting, but just, guys, guys got my ex in there. Post this right now. Just say smoking gun and put it out. New Michigan Secretary of State, or it's new that's breaking. She's not new. New, breaking. Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, says there is a nationwide, this is a quote, issue with Dominion voter access terminals preventing voters from making certain selections. Of course there is. According to her office, this, quote, programming issue cannot be fixed, and voters are being forced to deal with it. Why was this issue not caught during the testing period? And why can't we just use paper ballots? She was on TV last week saying it's insane, Dominion's perfect, there's no problem, when people were already reporting this. Now, let me read to you the numbers. At reviewing the qualified voter file, QVF, that's the databases of who's registered. After reviewing the qualified voter file, QVF, of votes actually cast as of yesterday, October 29, 2024, the database identifies 114,545 Michigan voters, who have cast 279 113 ballots from multiple addresses across the state. This results in a 164,568 excess ballots as of 10/29/24. That's just yesterday. Below is the voter ID. That'll give you a headache. And they'll sue people that talk about it in key jurisdictions and take everything they got if you talk about it. The ADL said at their award ceremony 3 years ago, where they named me, Sacha Baron Cohen was the guy that said it. Anybody saying there's replacement migration, which is an official UN plan to bring in illegals to replace us, should be put in prison. And now they're talking about putting you in prison. Well, they've indicted Trump for it in Georgia if you question this crap. We're going to break. We'll air a special report for 5 minutes, and then Dale Comstock is going to be in studio with us to cover the waterfront. Very important guest. Came here from a long way. We appreciate him being here. He'll definitely want his perspective on the world and what's personally happened to him as a microcosm. Because they're not coming after him. They got to get through him to get to you. Same story. We're the targets today. You're the targets tomorrow. Please remember, I can't fight the new world without your help. We're delivering truth with incredible success. I can't be bought. I can't be intimidated, but I can give out. I need your support. Plus, we've got great products. Take action now. Get incredible products at thealexshowstore.com. The ultimate CMOS, it's the ultimate superfood, concentrate, all these super vitamins and iodine, the way it grows in the moss and its structure just goes right into your cells. It does incredible things. It's got a bunch of other super ingredients in it. Ultimate CMOS, discounted 55% off right now on sale. Thealexshowstore.com, all the Patriot t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, other apparel, and so much more. And when you sign up for the VIP system for $30 a month, cancel any time, you get $40 to spend in the store every month. That's a $10 you make extra if you're going to be supporting the store. It's a no-brainer. It reminds you that you're part of it. It reminds you there's great products. It reminds you you've got money in the bank to spend there. It's a symbiotic relationship. We want a relationship with you. We need it in the fight. We're in this together. I pledge my total resistance to tyranny, as you've seen, with everything I got. But I need your backing, and these are products you need. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there now. Today's the last day to, when you buy a product, get entered. The sweepstakes for the Mega Super Truck at $10,000 cash. Tonight at midnight, it's the end of that. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Thank you for giving to us. We're giving back to you. So many other great, got the new energy and sleep gummies, $15 a package. Take action now. That's the essence of victory. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before,
I want you to throw everything you got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Imagine a quiet night shattered by gunfire as unmarked cars slip through the shadows of the city of Aden, carrying American and French mercenaries on a mission from a foreign prince. On the night of December 29th, 2015, the operator's target is an office building where a suspected terrorist leader is meeting with his allies. What you're looking at here is the actual drone surveillance footage of the incident. At 9:57 p.m., the cars reach the address and the operators get out to plant a bomb on the office doors. But just then, shots ring out and a chaotic firefight erupts in the quiet neighborhood. The team has to improvise quickly before the whole city bears down on them. They just barely manage to secure the bomb onto the front door and they pile back into one of the vehicles. They leave one of the other cars parked behind, packed with explosives. As the team speeds off and they exfil, the two bombs explode one after the other, demolishing the building and spreading confusion throughout the city about what just happened. But the team members weren't operating under the French or American flag officially, even though some of them were still reservists in the Navy SEALs and the Maryland National Guard. They were working as contractors for a private security company called Spear Operations Group, and their employer was the United Arab Emirates, with orders coming from the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed himself. The mercenaries had gotten tangled up in a much larger geopolitical battle between the Houthis and Yemen's government, United States, and UAE competing for control of the valuable port city. This story takes us through the inner workings of how a team of mercenaries was assembled to execute a murky assassination mission. It legitimately sounds like something out of the movie The Expendables. When I first stumbled across this story, I thought it was absolutely wild, and I knew I needed to share it with you guys. It opens up a whole can of worms about the legal status of mercenaries under the rules of warfare and their place within covert operations. This is a shadowy world that we're talking about here. They operate in a gray area of laws and ethics. Because what sets the Spear Operations Group apart and their mission in Yemen is that they weren't just hired as consultants or security specialists. Spear Group was simply handed a list of 23 individuals by the Iranian intelligence services and told that they were terrorists who needed to be eliminated. A case of shoot first and ask questions later. U.S. laws make it illegal to, quote, conspire to kill, kidnap, or maim someone in a foreign country. However, at the same time, the U.S. and many other nations don't outright ban mercenaries. In the United States, for example, their activities are indirectly regulated by the Arms Export Control Act. This means the State Department licenses these companies and monitors their implementation of their contracts in order to export their military services legally. So the State Department denied ever issuing a license to Spear Group for this mission. There's a case to be made that PMCs like Spear Group, willing to take on these kind of risky missions in legally gray areas, are what's needed to fight against this new breed of transnational terrorism. There's an argument to be made that when you're fighting a ruthless terror organization, you have to be willing to get your hands a little dirty. Private military companies may even be more useful in a fight against terrorism precisely because they don't have all the bureaucratic trappings of a state institution. PMCs offer this fluid, flexible response that's more agile than even what special forces can provide. In fact, the United States is one of the top employers of PMCs in conflict zones. They employed over 100,000 different PMC contractors over the course of the Iraq War. Both the US and UK declined to ratify new international treaties that strengthen laws against mercenaries. If PMCs are so bad, why would countries with powerful militaries of their own continue to use them? That's the belief of Spear Group founder Abraham Golan, who modeled the company's operations after the Israeli
Israelis' own targeted elimination programs that have seen a lot of success recently. Quote from Golan, "Maybe I'm a monster, maybe I should be in jail, maybe I'm a bad guy, but I'm right," end quote.
Our guest is in that piece, Dale Comstock, straight ahead. We're doing the deep dive on the deep state, from how it affects all of us down to his life, straight ahead. You want to stay with us and share those live links, my Paul Revere's. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, joining us for the next hour and a half is Dale Comstock, and we're going to get him on Owen's show as well. He's been gracious enough to stay with us. He's come a long way to be here with us. DaleComstock.com. He's got the best-selling book, American Badass, and this guy's great. I know a lot of great patriots that know him, you know, not just his public history, but the great, you know, things he's done for this country. And boy, he's given me some previously unknown documents from the FBI and things like that we're going to be going over here today, because his story is a microcosm for us to understand what's happening in a bigger picture, like looking through a keyhole. We'll talk about a lot of the things he's been through, what's been happening with the corruption in the U.S. government that really shows us how this head is rotting from the, this carcass from the head down. And we're going to talk about the election, you know, all the claims about the CIA and FBI that the Trump supporters are going to launch terror attacks during the election with no evidence. Clearly, I think they're preparing a provocateur, something like the fake Whitmer kidnapping or January 6th again. Just all of this news and more. And Dr. Dale Comstock served 10 years in 1st SFODD Delta Force as an assaulter, explosives, mechanical, ballistic, and manual breacher team leader, 3rd Special Forces Group, Green Berets, as a light and heavy weapons expert, team sergeant, and in the 82nd Airborne Division, 325 Infantry. He also worked 9.5 years as a paramilitary operative for USG and concurrently worked as a contract security specialist, COO, vice president, and president for various security companies, applying his skills and knowledge on a myriad of security challenges around the world. You can follow him on X at Official American Badass and DaleComstock.com, the book American Badass. So, Dale, it's great to have you here with us today. There's so much to hit, but obviously, if big breaking news happens, I've got to bring it up. And that's like Trump getting shot at or, Ukraine surrendering or something. We would jump in here, but just up front, we're going to hit this election news in a moment and get your take on it. But just first off, for the listeners, tell folks about yourself, why you're here, and then just a 35,000-foot view with your, you know, very interesting experience, your perspective on where we are.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. So my background, as you stated, I spent 20 years in the U.S. Army, 10 of that as a Delta Force operator, as a Green Beret, light and heavy weapons expert, infantry. Post 9/11, I ended up working for the government for about another 10 years, doing paramilitary-type work. And then I went on to start my own security companies and then started working, I use the word mercenary, but basically went out and provided my skills to friendly foreign countries that needed the types of services I could provide. So big view, my big picture of the country we're in, I don't even recognize it. I told my friend of mine earlier today that my dad could my dad knew what was going on today, he'd roll over in his grave, because he's a patriot like me. He's also a Vietnam veteran, 20 years, passed away from complications from Agent Orange. My son's a Green Beret. My entire family has a military culture behind it, and we're all patriots. We're all Americans. And as I watch what's going on, I realize that this is no longer the America that I grew up in. In fact, I live here, but I also live in two other countries. I won't name those countries, just for my own security. And the reason I wanted to come on the show today, Alex, was to highlight or illuminate what's actually going on. The question was posed to me, do you think that the U.S. government is intentionally targeting you because of things that happened to me? And after some careful consideration, I realized that, it's very possible. And here's essentially what happened, and I'll just stick to the general topics here. My wife is Indonesian. She and I were married in the United States. We're back and forth constantly. And then she got a DOD dependent ID card. So she'll tell you a little bit about who my wife is. She's not like some foreigner just came across the border. Several years ago, 2 years ago, in fact, she was hit by a police car at 90 miles an hour one night in a high speed pursuit. She was a passenger in another car just parking to make a turn. Took her out, hospitalized her, and then during her therapy, it was determined that she had cancer. She ended up going to cancer treatment, and then COVID restrictions kicked in. We couldn't get back to our home in Indonesia. Essentially, we overstayed our visa. We didn't know that. So we did go back home, came back 6 weeks later for following doctor's appointments, and we were both pulled to secondary at LAX by CBP. We were separated. They told me to wait downstairs for a couple hours while they interviewed her, and without my knowledge, they actually put her on an airplane with no money, no clothes, no credit cards, no phone chargers, nothing. They literally put her on a plane and sent her to the streets of Jakarta in the middle of the night. And they actually lied to her and told that I had already gone home. So that's kind of one of the reasons I'm here. And there's a follow-up to this story. So you mentioned a letter a few minutes ago about DOJ. And I was notified 6 months ago that I have an active threat against me. I don't know if I want to give credit to the organization that's actively looking for me, particularly here in Florida, but they've come across our borders, and basically I am a priority target for them. I was warned by DOJ. They gave me what's called a duty to warn and told me to take care of my family, get off the X. As I tried to do that, I was basically, it's been 6 months now, I'm still stuck in another country. My family is literally living under a threat. And so this country, this government, this particular administration has done nothing to help me. And I'll use the words that they used when I approached them about it. They said, basically, sometimes we have to take responsibility for the choices we make in life. And I thought, wow, here's the guy that stood between terrorists and your family, your American family. Now you're telling me I'm on my own and I have to sacrifice my family because it's a choice that I made in my lifetime. And so I'm here to talk not only about my situation, but also about the veteran situation. I'm 100% disabled veteran. And I really want to call to attention veterans out there. You need to be paying attention to what's going on. We've been trampled on. We've been trifled with. We haven't been given the due respect that we have earned, other than we've been put on the top of the FBI's list as probably the most dangerous people in America, and probably rightfully so, because we are a dangerous force. When you think about the millions of veterans that are out there, what we're capable of, if we're pushed to that level, could be daunting. And so, again, I want to say, we live in a time that, I'm embarrassed as living in these foreign countries when I have foreigners walking up to me and go, what happened to your country? What are you guys doing to your children? And how do you answer that? It's just, in fact, I don't even like to tell people I'm an American anymore just because it's so embarrassing. And if you think the rest of the world looks up to America, no, that's not the case anymore. They used to, but now they're a laughing stock of the world, literally.
And again, the reason this is important, and you've sent me some of these documents they don't want out, is they've allowed all these foreign forces into the United States. And they tell us that there's all these giant groups of military-age men, and we know they're there. We see them coming across the same boots, the same backpacks, Chinese, Arab, African, Latin American. And they say a lot of them, yeah, and they check them. They're actually Hezbollah leaders. We're coming to get you. And then they start going around harassing and targeting and casing places. And then they're getting ready to hit Iran. It looks to me like the deep state's planning to allow these people to operate, to use that as a crisis to bring in tyranny against the people. in response to the threat that they've allowed to metastasize. And we know in any tyranny, once they take over, they try to go after the soldiers and leaders that they think during a takeover would resist. So just like after a war, they spike a cannon there with the purge, the military, with the poison shots, with the critical race theory, with the transgenderism. They admit that's been a plan to try to kick the good folks out and then target them after. We know in all the Homeland Security training going on for decades that a lot of it's secret, but a lot of it's leaked. They talk about veterans being the main threat and constitutional terrorists. And now we see the Homeland Security saying the main threat are Trump supporters and veterans, and they think we're going to launch terror attacks. Looks like a setup to me that they're planning to commit crimes in your name. I'm not saying your name specifically, but that's the last piece of the puzzle.
No, I agree with you 100%. You know, I always thought it was just a conspiracy, blah, 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 but now I'm actually living it. And so when my government, the country that I fought for, my father has fought for, my son has fought for, my sister has fought for, my entire family has fought for, when they have abandoned me and cast me to the wolves and told me, well, you know, you made a choice in life and you have to live with it, that's pretty damn disrespectful. And I think every veteran should take note of that. This is what this administration will do to you. You think they care about you? You know, ask everybody that's on this VA program trying to get your disability how long it takes to be, you know, to look after and get the compensation that you deserve. You know, we're treated like we're, you know, on one hand, I heard, you know, I think it was last night, Kamala Harris talking about, you know, veterans and how we love veterans and respect, and Trump disrespected veterans by, you know, saying we're suckers and, you know, those types of things, which is all lies. But more importantly, you know, we're basically used as pawns, political pawns for these people. Now, does Trump care for veterans? I believe he does. Does Kamala Harris and the sitting president care for us? I believe not. And the fact that they were willing to leave me hanging and leave my family exposed to a threat abroad, which I know they're looking for me. I've got surveillance on me. I know that. It's a matter of time before, you know, we have a head-on collision. And I don't know what the outcome's going to be. And God forbid something happens to my family. Me, I can handle it. But my family, that's going to be a different story. There's going to be hell to pay for that. But they're willing to throw me out there, leave me hanging out there after everything I've done. And I don't want nothing. By the way, Alex, I don't want nothing from the government other than passage for my family. I don't want money. I don't want security. Just let me protect my own family, but let me get them home.
And let's talk about these documents they say where they admit you're a target. They admit these groups are after you. And then what do they do? So the FBI asks in this document, don't show anybody this. What is the document we're looking at?
Yeah, so this is actually the duty to warn. So they're telling me not to reveal. They said you can tell people that are, you know, need to know, which I want to know who that is, because everybody I told that needed to know have basically dismissed it. It doesn't take 6 months. And in fact, nothing's happened. I applied for my wife's green card 3 years ago. Okay. It was supposed to take 4 to 7 months when I applied, and it's 3 years. And I've asked some of my friends that are actually some of my clients that work for DHS, and they told me the reason it's taking so long is because she got pushed to the back of the line, even though we have paid. She's married to a veteran, to a citizen. She got pushed to the back of the line, okay, and they moved everybody else. I'm going to call them what they are. They're criminals. They cross the border illegally. If you're going to classify my wife as an unlawful overstay as a criminal, then everybody else gets the same, they're going to get the same respect.
I'm going to show you some footage. I don't know if you've seen this, of what clearly is illegals being brought to the head of the line in Pennsylvania, and then the police all over the state are saying they're closing like at 1 p.m., and when people stay, more illegals are coming in to vote. So they're shutting it down for the voters and then bringing in these buses of illegals. I mean, this is so naked.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm living that myself. You know, 3 years I'm waiting for a green card to bring my family home, and I can't do it. She gets deported. Now they're telling me because she's been deported, she's got a 3-year ban. And I'm like, you know, how does that happen when I couldn't travel back anyways because of the COVID restrictions, the cancers? And it's one excuse after another. And every time I go to the embassy to pay money, you know, for the visas, et cetera, they make me pay first, and then they turn around and tell me no. And I've been in and out of the embassy. So,
well, it's clear it's a social credit score. It's already here.
Yeah.
Patriots get sued. They get debanked. They get blocked. They don't get essential services. I mean, it's like in Springfield, Ohio. They had articles about it. A disabled veteran gets $700 a month from the state. But the state there is giving the illegals $2,000. The feds are giving them $3,000. That's $5,000 a month. They're literally incentivizing them if you come across illegally.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I've actually considered coming across the border with my family. I've done it. And the only reason I won't do it is because I don't want to have my family trapped here. I want to have the ability to take them back home when the posse rides through the, through Dodge City, so to speak. And like I said, we're not looking for permanence. We could. I mean, I own businesses abroad. My wife owns companies abroad. It's not that we want to come here because she needs a job, which has been accused of, by the way, by the...
Well, it's like the memos came out 3 years ago. They won't let conservative Cubans into the country because they know they vote conservative. They won't let Cubans in. It's not about the color. It's that if you're a communist country, they let you in. Venezuela, come on.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, there's a lot of inequities there, obviously. And I've even brought this up. I was like, how does the U.S. government arbitrarily apply the law? How do you say... Come across the border illegally, here's money, here's transportation, go for it. And then when a guy like me, a veteran that's earned the right to bring his wife home, who's been here, by the way, like I said, she's got a DOD dependent ID card, is basically deported for an overstay that was outside of our control. And it makes me believe it's not about her, it's about me. And, you know, this, like I said a minute ago, I used to believe that America was the greatest country in the world. I believed that this government actually cared about its people. Now I realize that's not so at all. In fact, the fact they're willing, like I said earlier, to cast me and my family to the wolves and leave us out there on our own is just unbelievable. It's egregious. And here, so what's the answer? Well, we'll find out next week if Trump gets elected or not. But again, my appeal is to the veterans out there. You know, we have a voice. We need to exercise it. We need to be heard. We need to be seen until that time comes when we need to go dark. And, that's not a call for action, a call for, call to arms. I'm just saying we got to stop getting used. You know, they talk about everybody else getting used. You know, the minorities are getting used by Kamala Harris and she's using us no different than anybody else. You know, the left essentially hates us.
They just called us garbage.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they call me garbage. They call my wife garbage. They call you garbage. We're all garbage, according to them.
Now, let's talk about your expertise in clandestine operations everywhere and working for other major governments, you know, their allies of the U.S., and your particular gravitas on that subject. Looking at the country, looking at what's done, looking at how the feds were involved in J6, confirmed now, looking at how they tried to do the fake kidnapping of Whitmer to demonize American people. Now, Homeland Security has come out and said the number one terror threat is Trump supporters. They plan that we're planning violence and terror attacks and cyber attacks with no evidence, and that Trump's going to use the military against the American people, and then all their surrogates, all of them, Raskin, Carbel, hell, not even the surrogates, Kamala, Biden, are saying Trump is coming to kill the black people. We must have a armed uprising against him. We will not certify his win. We're going to have civil war conditions. These are all quotes. I can play the clips. I play them so much the audience is like, we've already heard them 18 times a piece. Don't do it. But usually I play something if I said, but this is on record last month, just constantly every day playing it. And then they've signed these executive orders, and I know they've had covert stuff for collapse or nuclear war. The military can operate domestically. This is for civil unrest, and for the first time, they're putting it out publicly that they're getting ready to, quote, shoot Americans. So they're blaming Trump for what they themselves are publicly preparing and trying to get the military trained to do. They wouldn't be saying it if they weren't getting ready to go operational for the first time ever, bringing out the documents and green-lighting it in a Pentagon manual that came out last month. And so I look at that, and it's like a jigsaw puzzle. It's got 100 pieces. Where it's only one piece left. That staged something to blame us or wind up some lunatic to do that, like this mercenary American that went over with Ukraine and sent back, tried to kill Trump. We predicted they would use those cutouts with my sources, and that's exactly what happened, because we weren't just imagining that. We had the intel on it from good guys inside. So there are a lot of good people in the system, and there's really an awakening in the corporations, the government, everywhere that, wow, really bad people are at the top. So there's that loss of trust, and it's not a loss of trust with America itself. I want to be clear. It's that we're hijacked. We've been held hostage. And there's that realization. So knowing what you know about the world, you know, very, very accomplished, a lot of operations, you know, you've definitely, you know, burned a lot of tire tread there. And just as a veteran, as a citizen, looking at this and into the mind of the bad guys, what do you think they're planning? Because it makes no sense to say Trump's going to kill everybody, his supporters are going to murder all the brown people, and he's Hitler, and they're going to stage terror attacks. I don't see that much chatter and memos and emergency alerts without the bad guys planning to stage a false flag.
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that question. So I make a living as a security consultant advisor. I travel the world fixing problems for people. I either bring people home or send people home. And I had this conversation recently. You know, I predicted over a year ago they would attempt to kill Trump. And then when that happened, actually the night before it happened, I was on a podcast. I said it again. The next morning on another podcast, I said it again. That afternoon it happened. And I said it's going to happen again, and it did twice.
That we know of.
Yeah, and I believe it's going to happen again. But here's what I actually, and this is very dark. And, you know, but I got to be honest, you know, this, and I'm sure they're thinking about it. I hope they're thinking about it. But I don't think Trump's going to be the target next time. If I was thinking like a bad guy, because I know how bad guys think, that's how I make my living, I think the next target is going to be either his son or his wife or both of them. And I hope to hell they've got some good security on those. I mean, what a target. You take out one of those two, you're going to get in that man's head. And then if you do that, you go, oh, guess what? You know what? We can't have an election. We can't do anything. We're going to have to hold, you know, Kamala's going to have to hold the Ford down until we get civil, you know, everything under control again. Who knows how long that will take? I think that will be the play. And, you know, that's my professional opinion.
Flesh it out. You have a lot of time here. Please continue. Yeah.
So, I mean, and I've been right on a lot of my predictions in the past, you know, and another one, I'll give you an example. I was on your show a couple of years ago about the Chinese balloons, and we're talking about various methodologies that the bad guys might employ. And actually, years ago, I mentioned, I was surprised that the next attack will be, you know, that in that era would be using trains, right? So you derail, how easy is it to derail a train? It's very simple, right? Quarter block of C4, explosives. Hell, you go out with a cutting torch, you cut a piece of the track off, you derail a train. It's moving 80 miles an hour carrying chemicals through it.
It's a very soft target.
Easy, right? And so, but you know how many train derailments we have every year? You don't hear about this. Over 1,000 train derailments every year. Okay. And so the one we had not too long ago where, you know, got derailed in, up in the north. All right. You think that was just an accident? I don't. I think that was deliberate.
And we know the FBI has been covering it up because they've caught a lot of Antifa and communists doing it.
Yeah. And so there's, you know, they're not stupid. Okay. And we have to stop underestimating their capability. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ, Jiminy, they flew two aircraft into the Twin Towers. And which, by the way, everybody goes, that's a conspiracy theory, blah, 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 blah. That was an inside job. Well, I would argue not necessarily. You know, there's no way, anybody could have actually blown those buildings up from the inside. No way. I have personal knowledge about that because of my background. But I do believe that there might have been some other underhandedness involved in that. But fast forward today, my point was, thinking as a bad guy, what would I do? Because that's how I make my living. That's how I help people protect their properties, their lives and things like that. That would be my attack methodology is, you know what? I couldn't get this man. He's too well guarded. What's the best way to take him out? Get into his head by taking out his family. You know, and I think Trump is strong, but look, I don't care how strong you are. Even I'm pretty strong. That would have a serious impact on my morale and my leadership and my ability to function. And so, again, I think that's probably going to be the next course of action.
What about surface air missile?
Very possible. You know, so I'm not going to name the oil company I worked for as a consultant many years
ago. Well, there's a report 7 got smuggled in.
Yeah. Well, about 15 years ago, 12 years ago, I was doing some security surveys down on the border in Texas, in fact, for some oil companies. And their intel sources had told me they had recovered caches with AK-47s, prayer rugs, quite a bit of weaponry cached along the border there.
I remember seeing photos of that.
Yeah. And this information I got had never been actually published, but it
was even more than what we knew about.
Yeah. And so now we're talking about missiles. Yeah. That's easy. That's not hard to do at all. And yeah, I believe that's a real threat. I mean, you bring in one surface air missile, shoulder fire system, and it doesn't have to be a long shot either.
Wait till it comes into land.
Yeah, or take off, shoot him in the ass, coming out. So yeah, I think it's very possible. There's so many ways to sabotage this election using, like you said, Confederates on the inside. They've already ushered them all in. They're already here. You know how I know that? Because they're looking for me in our own country. What if the U.S. government said, hey, you know what? We're going to recruit you guys. This is your job. We're going to pay you money. We're going to give you free passage.
They'll stay there.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, Our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish CMOS to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dale Comstock, a very well-known, famous soldier, American soldier, is here with us. He's got his best-selling book, American Badass. You can find that on his website. We'll be putting it on screen for TV viewers. And he's just explaining to you the personal stuff he's gone through and how the veterans are treated as a microcosm of how the globalists see us as garbage. But you got cut off by the break talking about the infiltration and all these military-age men from around the world coming in with the same backpacks, the same boots. Clearly, you could tell they're military. They even brag, yeah, we're here to take over. Hezbollah, you name it. We know Iran has a major foreign force. We know that part of their doctrine is if they do get actually hit really strong, which Israel's doing, that they would activate those networks. I'm concerned that the deep state has let them in. We know they have. Or, they could, or the deep state could actually stage some stuff, say they did it as an even bigger pretext and use total war to then lock everything down here. There's so many scenarios, but this is what you do is looking at those from all your experience. You got caught off on the break going into scenarios. We left off with the, this foreign military age man infiltration, and then the secret memos you're getting from the FBI saying they're after you, and then you actually witness them casing your place, your neighbors do. I mean, this is a serious situation because they don't like you because I saw one of your nicknames is the CIA's Grim Reaper.
Yeah, unfortunately, that wasn't my doing. But no, actually, I have a friend who's a former Green Beret, lives in my neighborhood in Florida, and he called me, told me he's seen people snooping around my garage, around my house, very shady characters. In fact, his wife was targeted for a kidnapping attempt. Also, again, with a foreign entity that he had apparently had a beef with, but literally tried to grab his wife and throw her into a van one night. And he's been watching my property. He notified me that he believes they're out looking for me. In fact, law enforcement has been alerted in my hometown, so there's supposed to be step-up patrols. But it's not even just my hometown here in the United States. It's also abroad where I live, which I try not to reveal too much where I'm at any one particular time. In fact, I live out of a suitcase most of the time. But they're here. They've come across the border, obviously. And this should be very concerning to Americans because where's this going to go to next? Years ago, I had a lawyer call me. He was writing a book. And he was asking me would the future look like in America the way it's going, and particularly if we start getting terrorists coming into our country. Well, we have two problems. One, we have terrorists coming across the border, and two, we raised our own terrorists in this country, and they're not veterans. Okay, they're not veterans. There's these lunatics on the left. Okay, the ones that go out and attempt to assassinate Trump. And by the way, I'm not really sure that those guys just went and did that on their own volition. I believe they were coached and groomed to do that.
And we've had whistleblowers from the Secret Service. They stood down.
Yeah. So there's some shady stuff going on. But here's the biggest problem, right? Nobody trusts the U.S. government. There's some guys, some good guys at the field level, on the line level, FBI agents out in the field. But when you look at the executive C-suite level managers, those are guys you can't be trusted. None of them. I'm looking at all your documents here on the desk, whistleblower reveals James Comey had FBI honeypot spies infiltrate Trump's. Okay, yeah, that's very believable.
I had him do it to me. and I mean, literally, I had him, it's like a whole book just that.
Yeah. So how do we trust this government? We cannot trust this government. And the problem is we as American citizens, we forget the government works for us, and it's time to let them know you work for us and we're not going to be trifled with anymore. And so it's more than just voting, and here's another thing I have to say about, we mentioned it before the show, the silent majority, here's how I define the silent majority. Cowards. You're cowards. If you call yourself the silent majority and you're not speaking out, you go, well, I'm just going to vote. My question is, how did that work out for you the last time? It didn't. You know why? Because the squeaky wheel always gets the grease. And so we let these minorities, and when I say minorities, we're talking about these fringe groups out there, make a lot of noise, all the stuff that they want, and we don't want to be bothered with them.
So like the trans agenda wanting access to our kids. I mean, exactly. It's like a tiny cult.
Exactly. And we just allow it to happen, and we try to tolerate stuff, but to what end? To the detriment of our children, to our lives, and to our freedom. It's time for Americans, and I'm going to say this besides said the veterans as well. It's time for veterans to start leaning forward in the foxhole, start being heard, speak up, stop being, trifled with. But the other thing is, the men in America, I used to be a soldier. I'm no longer a soldier, I'm a warrior. And I believe every man in America should be a warrior. Even if you can't be a soldier, even if you weren't a soldier, you should at least be a warrior. Your job is to provide and protect. Stop sitting on your couch, going to work, flying a desk from 9 to 5, and letting somebody else take care of your problems. You know.
Well, that's the thing. The whole world is war, different types of war. You got to fight for the culture that's the best. You got to stand up for your family. You got to work hard. And the men in America have been asleep and just think, I'm going to go play golf. That's somebody else's job. People thank me all the time. Oh, thanks for doing our job for us. I'm like, it's the default that you've got to be engaged in society. That's what builds a good civilization. But if you're not engaged, the evil people are engaged and they'll take over.
Absolutely. This is why every man's a warrior. You need to act like one. You need to stand up and protect your family and protect you. And that's why I'm here today. I'm here today to protect my family, particularly my wife. And I'm also here to speak on behalf of the Americans, okay, the real Americans, not the pseudo-Americans. Okay, there's a difference. You know, Americans are those of us that believe in the Constitution, the real Americans. The pseudo-Americans are the ones that just go, oh, I'm American by birth, but I don't believe in anything that we do. Well, I don't believe in the Constitution. That's a pseudo-American to me. Okay, that's what I consider the left. And there's no distinction. I heard Charlie Kirk say the other day, you know, there's a difference between liberals and left-wing and Democrats. Actually, I lump them all in the same group. I mean, they're no different.
They're all part of the same cult. They're all giving each other support.
They're all the same cult. And they are the enemy within. Sorry, but they're the enemy within. They're the same people I took an oath to defend from. All enemies, foreign and domestic. And there's no statute of limitations on that oath. Not for any of us.
They don't even believe the country should exist.
Exactly. And it's my country. I fought for it. My father fought for it. My son fights for it. You know, my family's fought for this country. We've actually spilled blood for this country. And I would argue everybody that's out there pissing and moaning about, you know, equality and equity and, you know, blah, blah, blah. What have you done for our country? Don't say you pay taxes because most people don't actually pay taxes. Most people just pay Social Security, Medicare if they pay anything at all. You know, how many people are actually really paying taxes? What have you done for your country? You know, albeit we've got law enforcement, we got EMT, we got, you know, doctors and nurses. Okay, they're doing something for our country. You know, others, yeah, you're doing something to some degree, but what kind of sacrifice have you made for this country? Not too many, but you sit there, you want to disparage, you want to take it down, you want to call it bad, you want to call us fascist? Really? You're going to call me a fascist because my skin is white? Oh, by the way, I didn't mention on the show, my wife is Indonesian, she's Muslim. Yeah, I've got three black children, a Hispanic child, and an Asian child, so I'm called a fascist and a racist because, garbage. Isn't that what Biden called me too? Because I support Trump. In fact, my whole family supports Trump.
Heck, let's play the Biden garbage clip. You can't play that enough. I want to get into the big breaking election fraud news. Get your take on that. By the way, about an hour ago, I learned this news, and then I had to, during the breaks, double check it all. It's all confirmed. Very few things make me where it's so huge that I just got chills when I just put my brain back into it. This is so crazy that the top of my head just blew off. I'm not even angry. I'm just like, because I know what it is. This Soros witch, one of the worst in the country that's committed so many crimes in Michigan and ensured the fraud and blocked the lawsuits. And then when they lost the lawsuits, they were going to keep 500,000 non-voters on the damn rolls. That's public. She just literally came out and said there's hundreds of thousands of fake votes and we are not going to do anything about it and live with it. In the Dominion machines. And the report, yeah, there she is with Hillary Clinton. And the reports are, she literally works for Soros. The reports are pouring in across the country of their damn machines. And all I did 2 weeks ago with MTG, Congressman Marjorie Green, was she said her constituents were giving her reports of the machines flipping. And we didn't even say Dominion. And they started threatening to sue us all over the news. In America. And then now this. And the woman sits up there when I play the video. It's going to make your blood boil. Just arrogantly going, this is the way it is. I mean, they're trying to demoralize us and break our will. And I know, folks, it's the opposite. It works on some. People say, oh, we shouldn't vote because there's fraud. No, you vote to prove the fraud, to overpower their asses. You got any view on that?
I agree. And so, you know, there's got to be, you know, it's not just voting because there's got to be consequences. You know, and I believe they're going to steal the election again. And when people go, there's no proof they stole the election last time. Anybody with one live brain cell knows that election was stolen. I mean, you could watch the graphs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Graphs don't. Graphs are organic and rounded. They don't, oh, we close the, you know, polling place and they cover up the windows and it goes, boop, and all these states straight up.
Absolutely. They stole it, you know, and they're in denial. But, You know, there's got to be consequences. And I hope this time, if Trump does get elected, he's not Mr. Nice Guy, you know, lets Hillary off the hook and everybody off.
You can't, because it's like cancer.
No, you got it. There's got to be consequences. And what they're doing is treasonous. And what they're doing is depriving me and my family of our vote and our freedoms.
They're robbing you.
Yeah, exactly.
They're enslaving us.
No, exactly. And I look at it like this, you know. Why are we so divided? There's a lot of reasons we're divided. There's a bigger agenda, but
psychological warfare.
Absolutely. Everything is propaganda. Everything is propaganda. In fact, we're in fifth generation warfare right now. That we are in a war that's not just in America, but it's global. And it's fifth generation warfare. It's a psychological warfare. It's information warfare. And they're pretty good at it, and they're leveraging very well. And unfortunately, it's a big machine. And I think if we're not careful, we're gonna lose the war again, unless, you know, somebody's gonna be held accountable, and that's what has to happen. If Trump wins, people have to be held accountable. It's not just a slap on the wrist. It's gotta be.
It's not vengeance. It's our responsibility.
Absolutely.
And so they're coming after us for doing nothing. They've committed all these crimes. They must be prosecuted.
Well, you know what they're trying to do now, right? Oh, he's gonna put everybody in concentration camps and jail people. Well, that's them they're already trying to set this up, going, see, I told you they're gonna lock us up. No, he's gonna lock you up because you're liars and cheaters and criminals.
We need to do what, give them trials, what Bukele did in El Salvador.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this country has cancer. It's gotta be cut out.
Yeah, it does. And again, the government's supposed to work for us, and they're manipulating us. The fact that they just outright lied to us, and most people just go along with it, is unbelievable. And there's a term for that. You know, there's many terms.
Gaslighting?
Well, gaslighting. mass hypnosis, psychosis, where, you know, you say, you know, Hitler did this. This was Hitler's thing. You know, you repeat a lie enough times, within 30 to 60 days, everybody believes it.
Two men can have a baby.
Right. And then you have information escalation bias, where you go, no, here's the facts, and nobody wants to believe it because they're so brainwashed in believing the lie that they can't backtrack on it. So, it is psychological warfare. You know, the people on the top, they know what they're doing. They understand the human condition. They know how to manipulate it. And everybody allows themselves to be manipulated. And this is why they're winning. However, you know, I got to hand it to the right. They've done a really good job at running a counter campaign, counter propaganda campaign. And it's what it's not actually not propaganda. It's just a
truth
campaign, right? It's truth is what they're doing, and they're winning. But this, I believe, and I think most people do, they're going to try to steal this election again. And this goes back to what I said earlier.
Well, it's now happening. There's no question. They're doing it.
Yeah. And next step, I still believe, you know, and again, I really hope I'm wrong on this, but I believe something severe is going to happen. It's going to be another assassination attempt. There's going to be something to give them reason to pause everything, to pause the transition of power.
I think it's going to be a false flag blame on Trump supporters. That's what's pre-programmed.
False flag, or it could be, like I said, a real threat against Trump and his family. I think that's very viable, very doable.
Well, yeah. Since we mentioned it, here is Biden with the garbage comment. Can't play that enough. Only played it once today. And then I want to play you the Secretary of State, the Soros operative, Jacqueline Benson. And for listeners, this is ABC News, CBS News. It's all over. There's like, yeah, we don't know where these hundreds of thousands of non-votes are, but it's the way it is. So here's Biden.
Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Including, yes, Puerto Rico. Well, I take that guy for a swim out there. Anyway.
And threats on top of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is our commander-in-chief, right? This is the guy we're supposed to trust and we're supposed to follow. And I want to caveat. I wanted to say this earlier, but I'm going to interject it real quick. You know, I remember one time he got on television and he made a comment about AR-15s. He said, your AR-15 can't stop an F-15. Nobody ever comes on the media and says what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it because I think people need to be aware. I want to empower people and let them understand what's possible. As I mentioned a minute ago, the government works for us. Don't forget that. When he said, your AR-15 can't stop an F-15, here's the news. Our AR-15s don't have to stop an F-15. Doesn't have to stop a tank. doesn't have to do any of that. You know what has to stop? It has to stop his support mechanism. It has to stop his family. That's what we call unconventional warfare. And I know that's pretty dark, but that's the reality of combat. When you look at where we are today in Afghanistan, I've lost a lot of soldiers over there. And not only have I lost my soldiers, but I've lost their families. Because Taliban, they're not going to go after the guys that were fighting for us. They're going to go after their families. And that's what's going to happen in this country. So, you know, war is an ugly thing. We never want to go down that road. You don't want to go down that road. But I feel like we have a government that's going to push us to that end. And I got bad news for the U.S. government. If they think that American soldiers, Marines, Rangers, infantry are going to turn their weapons on American citizenry, it's not going to happen. They're not going to do it.
And they've had movies like Civil War to program that it's a good thing. But so let me bring this up. I'm not a soldier, but I've said a little bit of history and had a few live experiences. I'm going to explain something. We're not calling for violence, but Swallowswell and other Democrats and Biden saying we've got nuclear weapons, like Swallowswell said. Well, that's to blow up whole cities. And if the cities are blue, they're blowing up their own people. You don't use nuclear weapons to stop a rebellion. And so I don't even need an AR-15 to take an airbase. I need a ball-peen hammer. And you come up, I'm not saying do this, and you take the gun from the guy with the ball-peen hammer. In fact, I may have a gun, but I'm going to use the hammer because I don't want any noise, or a knife. And continuing with that, absolutely, it's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. And then let's say they're using F-15s on us, which the troops wouldn't do, but it's going to be drones. Well, we know where the drone bases are. We know where their supply fields are. And so it's all a big joke. And the North Vietnamese didn't want to give up. How'd we do in a 10-year war with them? So, because they wouldn't give up. So I want to just warn the globalists. I know a lot of them are lawyers, never been in a fight, or haven't studied military history. You're fools. And I've told the feds this. If you really want to start your civil war and everything, we don't want to go there, but you've entered our briar patch. Is that what you're trying to say?
Absolutely. This is our war, not yours. They don't want to go there. And actually globally, you know, I've told my friends in these foreign countries, I said, if America falls, you're going to fall soon after. It's like a domino effect. And what's funny is a lot of my friends that were very anti-Trump during his reign are now very pro-Trump because they see the writing on the wall. They're like, oh, geez, I hope he makes it, because they know we're all going to be in trouble. Globally, we're going to be in trouble, because it's just not an American phenomenon. It's a global phenomenon.
And again, you didn't say that. I'm not reading your mind, but tell me if I'm wrong, to act tough. You're warning the establishment, who are delusional, that they don't know anything about resistance. They don't know anything about asymmetrical warfare, and they're acting like complete fools. And they keep thinking they're going to pre-program a civil war where we get tricked during this and black kills white. Yeah, there'll be some of that. They'll try to make that look like that's why that's happening, but it's us against the establishment, and it'll be like moose hunting licenses. I mean, let's say it actually goes to violence. You know, only like 1 out of 20 gets the license to hunt a moose. There's not that many. Globalists will be like a moose in hunting season. They you don't want to be one of them.
No, and actually, to your point, I actually want to educate the public and empower you, let you know that you don't have to be a victim to the machine. The machine can be broken very easily. You don't have to even break the machine. You just got to break the operator.
Yeah, let's see. They release a new virus. There's lockdowns. They're coming to grab people that speak out and put them in a camp, which they say all the world they're going to do now under the UN auspices under the next pandemic. We don't want this. We're not going there. But let's say they're driving around and they're sending groups to grab people out of their houses. No one's going to be waiting for them in their house, folks. Okay, where are those trucks coming from? When are those trucks coming down the road? I mean, come on, people. I mean, it's just this much military knowledge, and we'll know we've got all the power.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, look, the British tried to take Afghanistan, and they couldn't do it. The Russians, you know, got their butt handed to them by the Mujahideen. Guys in flip-flops and AK-47s. Guess what? The U.S. military didn't do that well either. And I'll tell you why the U.S. military didn't do that well. Because we were there for 20 years. People were making money. They didn't want to win the war, because if they wanted to win the war, they would have fought – they would have fought the guerrillas with unconventional warfare. They would have used guerrilla tactics to fight the Taliban. Instead, they wanted to fight an unconventional warfare with conventional forces. All right, we sacrificed a lot of people.
Well, that was the Pentagon plan, though, is to sap American resources.
Well, that's exactly what happened, right? So, a conventional army will never defeat an unconventional army, right? It just won't happen. So that's what we're talking about here. When Joe Biden says he'll send his F-15s against our AR-15s, your F-15s will lose. And it won't be because we're going to shoot your planes down. It's because we're going to shoot the support mechanism behind the pilots, behind the tankers, and everybody else pushing the buttons. That's what warfare is. That's what Green Berets do. We are force multipliers. There's plenty of us out there. We understand this thing. And so, you know, I can.
Well, I mean, one guy with 100 rounds could take out, you know, 10 planes.
He could.
On the ground.
On the tarmac. In fact, he could do it with drones. There's a lot of ways to do it.
But we're not talking about that. They're the ones dreaming of their fantasy war with us. And it's not, I want to explain. It doesn't work that way.
No, absolutely not. And we don't want to go there. We don't want to have a war. Look, I think all Americans inherently are good. Even though a lot of knuckleheads on the left, they're just misinformed. They've been brainwashed. But I think at the end of the day, we have been literally pitted against each other going all the way back.
So how do we stop that? And then B, because I tell law enforcement knows this, either a lot of feds are good, like compartmentalized. The globalists are trying to get us in a fight. How do we stop that from happening? And then B, God forbid they kick it off, they're going to stage it, try to get it going. I want to explain to all patriots, your target is not the police and not all that other stuff. That would be the worst possible scenario. It's the head of the snake, which we're not calling for. We're just saying how this methodology works.
Yeah. If you look at, this goes way, way back. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the family, I think, the lack of fathers in the home, the lack of teachers, education. You know, the fathers and mothers are the teachers. And we've relegated our children to a public school that's 97% liberals teaching it, brainwashing our children, exposing them to all kinds of weird stuff. And it's no wonder that the next generation has grown up to be completely out of touch. So I think hopefully Trump makes it, which I think he will. He changes the education system. We get rid of some of these left-wing professors and teachers and replace them with people that are there to do one thing and actually teach kids the ABCs, writing, arithmetic, and those types of things, and not all this liberal brainwashing.
And how to cook food, how to change a tire?
Exactly, man. Let's go back to living like, families again and doing the traditional family life. Let's stop this divide between feminism and men and toxic masculinity and all this crap out there. They're intentionally dividing.
Well, the CIA ran the feminist movement. That's declassified.
Yeah. Well, and it all goes to, if you read Saul Alinsky, it's all there in the book. I mean, the Communist Manifesto, the entire plan is laid out for
you. And then you don't have to believe us. It's a communist takeover. You read the Communist Manifesto or Rules for Radicals, you're like, my God, we're living this.
Absolutely. Exactly. We're in the last phases of it. We're circling the bowl right now. We're about to go under.
Dale Comstock, American badass. I know you'd like to tell military stories, but let's just talk about some of those and the campaign. I promise I'm going to get to all the big election news in detail when we come back. I've talked about it some, but it is so insane how they're just hiding this in plain view like it's no big deal. Like, oh yeah, there's hundreds of thousands of fake votes in the Dominion machines. It's the way it is. Kiss our ass. I mean, this is wild. But the good news is they can't hide it anymore. They're so desperate. This is the most ham-fisted, retarded theft I've ever seen. They're doing it in front of God. They're doing it in front of the world. We'll be right back. American Badass. You can find all that on his website we put on screen. But listen to me, folks. I need your support. We are 13 days away from them potentially shutting us down. Justice Department's running it all. We got backups. We got it all. But the tank's not even half full. I need to go into this fully back. Plus, we have great products. So this is such a no-brainer. They hate my guts. The system's after me. We have all these great guests on. We reach tens of millions of new people a day, literally. You're insane if you don't back us. You're backing yourself by backing us. Incredible supplements, great T-shirts, all of it at thealexjonesstore.com. Today's the last day when you buy something and put your email in for free, get entered to win the big super truck and the $10,000, $146,000 value. So that ends at midnight tonight. You sign up for the VIP club, you get $40 free a month. Buy anything in the store, only $30 a month. Do the math, that's 40 plus 30. It's a great deal. Thealexjonesstore.com. And again, there's so many great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Now is the time to take action and support my dad's supplement company. He's a great backer as well. DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of victory.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at
thealexshowstore.com, and I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexshowstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A woman named Cassie in 2023 filed a lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs, detailing allegations of physical and sexual abuse during their relationship. This legal action was rapidly settled out of court, but led to 16 more individuals accusing Combs of various forms of abuse, which intensified when federal agents raided Combs' homes, leading to his arrest in September 2024 on charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. Combs has vehemently denied these allegations, of course, asserting his innocence and criticizing the accuser's motives, framing the accusations as attempts to tarnish his legacy and reputation for financial gain. But recently, Combs has been accused in a lawsuit by Ashley Parham of orchestrating a gang rape as retaliation for her suggesting he was involved in the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Ashley Parham says that P. Diddy showed up with an entourage, including his top aide, Christina Corum, an unnamed woman who is not a defendant in the suit, and three unnamed men, one of whom she says was Diddy's driver, and Parham says that that driver waited outside throughout the whole of what I'm about to tell you. Defendant Diddy, while violently raping plaintiff with a television remote, told plaintiff that her life was in his hands, and that if he wanted, he could, quote, take her, and she would never be seen again. Defendant Diddy then instructed Defendant Shane to put a pillow over her head because he didn't want to see her face or hear her cries, and instructed Defendant Shane to anally rape plaintiff. Defendant Shane did as he was told by Defendant Diddy and began to anally rape plaintiff. Defendant Diddy then violently raped plaintiff anally after Defendant Shane. Defendant Doe number two then joined defendants Diddy and Shane taking a turn anally raping plaintiff.
Do not entertain none of this nonsense and nothing over the phone. I'm going to need you to get rid of all the leftover pizza boxes.
The what?
All the boxes left over from the pizza.
Several people tied to Diddy mysteriously died of pneumonia at a young, healthy age, including Diddy's ex-girlfriend Kim Porter, Brittany Murphy, and her husband. It should be considered in the investigation that over 1,000 bottles of baby oil were found in Diddy's home, and according to Poison Control, the ingestion of baby oil is usually minimally toxic, but can cause aspiration pneumonia when breathed into the lungs and when swallowed. If these allegations prove to be true, then Sean Diddy Combs is facing lifetimes in prison and has no other choice but to sing, potentially exposing celebrities, music icons, and high-level politicians. The Epsteining of Diddy is a foregone conclusion.
Everybody out there quiet as mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, you're doing so good.
I just want to say,
now the allegations of children being raped by Sean Combs are seeing the light of day as the ties to the elite child sex trafficking rings begin to unravel.
Comparing the two cases, so Epstein, you know, was accused of operating this sex trafficking network, Combs operating a criminal enterprise that engaged in sex trafficking and violent crime. So you see the similarities. There was another thing, too. And I think it's an interesting component of these federal cases is that Epstein was being prosecuted for conduct from the early 2000s, Combs being prosecuted for conduct all the way back from 2008.
The new complaints from a fusillade of lawsuits, a pool of more than 120 vetted clients, describing a pattern of plaintiffs being drugged, raped, and threatened into silence by a representative of a segment of our civilization that considers themselves untouchable.
Yep. Savage! I'm a savage! Oh! I'm a savage! Whatever I want, I'm going to get! Whatever I want, I have to get!
John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now,
at InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, very well known and respected former Delta Force operator and famous contractor Dale Comstock's our guest. DaleComstock.com, official American Badass on X, best-selling book American Badass. You were just telling me more about what they did to your wife and the targeting of you and the FBI and all the rest of it. You got to tell the rest of the story. And you're going to be on Owen today at 4 o'clock. Central as we have continued election coverage, but let's get to this big story now. Because I've had an hour and a half to cogitate on this and really look at it. It's all over the local news in Michigan. Local Republican activist groups that have been on the ass of the Secretary of State is a total deep state Hillary Clinton Soros operative on record, just as bad as Governor Whitmer. They are reporting as more fake votes than real votes just in the numbers from yesterday. Now they're processing it today because of the voter registration database, which the feds said 2 months ago the Russians are going to target and bring down so we don't know who's real and who's not. And it's the Dominion machines that are doing this. And, of course, it's coming out that it's skewed towards Kamala Walls. I mean, you can't make this up. And then 10 states have had federal judges rule illegal aliens can vote. The Secretary of State in Texas said, fine, illegal aliens can vote a month ago. People hear this, they go, is that true? You pull the articles up, newscast. You cannot make this up. So the bad news is it's happening. The steal is on. We don't know if they'll be successful. It'll be enough to override the landslide. But the good news is people are seeing this out in the open. So now this snake woman, we've played a bunch of the last month, has been all over the national news show saying it's insane. There's never any problems. Don't question. Sure, there's 500,000 non-voters on there. Don't worry about it. Total in-your-face gaslighting. And now the local news is just spinning it like, okay, yeah, there's more fake votes than real votes. Just live with it. Here is Michigan Secretary of State Jacqueline Benson on NBC News. Here it is.
Yes. Yeah, this is a nationwide issue with Dominion voter access terminals in the counties that use them. And the voter access terminals, of course, not all, all the machines, just the ones that are accessible, have an issue with the straight party voting and a programming issue that's, again, affected the machines nationwide. And I think all of us that use Dominion machines were unhappy to learn about this during the testing period and as early voting began. So we're working with Dominion to seek accountability on that front and also are working with our clerks to ensure voters are aware of this programming issue that will require them to ensure they are voting every section on the ballot.
Do you think it's a bigger issue in Michigan because we do allow voters to cross over in ways a lot of other states don't?
Because we have straight party. It's not struck me as I've talked to my other colleagues in other states. They're just as upset about it as we are. So, yeah, we're surprised.
Guys, do this because when the show's over, I'm going to immediately shoot an emergency report on this. But we have MTG saying almost 2 weeks ago on air that she's getting reports from her constituents of it flipping straight ballot from Republican to Democrat. Then it got confirmed all over the country. And now here's the Secretary of State saying, but she doesn't tell you the details. We just showed it to you. I'll go back over it while Dale's responding to this. But more fake votes from addresses that aren't even right with people that didn't even vote. It's just magically putting votes in. And what did MTG say last week and a half ago on this show? That was October 18th. They went completely apeshit when she said that on my show. I got threatened. She got threatened. And now, Dale Comstock, here we are. What would you call this fiasco?
It is, because why are we still using these machines? Okay, they were questionable last time, and here we are using the machines again. You'd think they would have thoroughly checked these machines, made sure they worked accurate. And why are we waiting until the final hour to go, oh, wow, it looks like we have a problem. And now we're in the last week of voting. How do we know that the votes, everybody's votes actually going to count? And how do we know that, you know, the election is not going to go the wrong way because we've got a bunch of fake votes, dead people voting again? There's no fairness to this thing. And maybe you were talking about maybe there's going to be a moment where, perhaps what they're going to do is, hey, machines are broken. We're going to have to stop the election process and do a redo. Who knows why they're doing this? But
oh, they promised there's going to be problems. It's going to take weeks.
Yeah, so there it is, right? So maybe this is actually part of the play. I don't know why we're doing this. Why don't we just go back to the old way? Let's everybody walk in, show your ID card, submit a ballot, have it validated by both parties, and let's do it the old-fashioned way.
California has a law where you can't show ID.
Yeah, exactly, right? So all on purpose.
And again, in all these states until about 2018, after Trump won, they went, ooh, and now everywhere. Now it takes weeks to get it done.
Well, yeah, I thought nobody can get an ID. You know, what was that whole story about, remember? And you know, some people can't get ID cards. Are you kidding me? Why do we keep lying? Why do they keep lying to the American people? I have yet to meet one American that says, I can't get an ID card. Are you kidding me? Lies, lies, lies. And I don't know how people can believe these lies and just go along with it. It's like, again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, the mass hypnosis psychosis, propaganda. You know, they're winning the information war because they understand the human condition. They actually understand it better than human beings.
But exactly. But I found, well, I named the show InfoWars. It was just the Alex Jones show until 1997. And I went and said, this is like an information war. And one of my buddies that I would co-host with was a deputy fire chief, but former Air Force intelligence. He said, this is an information war. We tried to go by the name InfoWar. It wasn't available, but InfoWars was. And of course, I didn't invent that term. It's, you know, hundreds of years old, but mind war, that's where we are. And here's an example. I've heard of James Blair before. This guy's been all over their ass. We're going to get him on in Michigan, political director of the Trump 2024 campaign and Republican National Committee, in Michigan. And he's the one going in and getting into the documents, getting into the databases to expose this. She wasn't going to tell us this was going on, and she wasn't going to tell us there's a nationwide thing. But as soon as they got caught, because, I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, stuff going on in other states, but this is giant. This is more fraudulent votes than real. And she goes, oh, it's everywhere, so it's okay. I mean, this is incredible. And so let me show people this, and there's more stuff coming in. New Michigan Secretary of State, this is new breaking information, Jacqueline Benson says there is a nationwide issue with Dominion voting accessing terminals, preventing voters from making certain selections, flipping them. Of course there is. And then it goes on, and they look at it. After reviewing the qualified voter file, and it just goes on here, in Michigan, yesterday, the database identifies 114,545 Michigan voters who have cast 279,113 ballots from multiple addresses across the state. That results in 164,568 excess ballots as of last night. Below is the, I mean, this is just wild. I mean, what do you call that?
Criminal. they're committing crimes right in front of everyone. I mean, that's just outright criminal. There's no excuse for it.
And then they bus up in Pennsylvania, clearly illegal aliens, and they bring them to the head of the line.
Exactly.
Looks like to me they're trying to piss us off.
We've seen this coming for years. Most people have. You know, this is a plan. This is not conspiracy. It's not an accident. This is all deliberately done. The question is, what are we going to do about it? And what are we going to do about it when, if Trump loses the election because they stole it? He won't lose it because he didn't win it fair and square. He's going to lose it. If he loses it, it's because they stole it. And the question is going to be, what are we going to do next? Because it's coming. It's going to happen. And if he does win, they're going to tie him up to the point where he's basically being castrated. He's going to be completely ineffective. They're going to tie up all kinds of crap again. Who knows? Maybe another Russian collusion case. Maybe another lost laptop. You know, they're going to make stuff up. And what they're doing is not fair to the American citizenry. We don't deserve this. We deserve the truth. We deserve an honest and fair election. And again, I'm going to make this call out to the Americans, particularly American men. You know what? Stand up, be recognized, and stop rolling over to these people. They're going to take your freedom. They're going to take your freedom from you, your family, and your life and your children's lives are going to be hell here on. And guess what? You know, the old adage, you can vote your way into socialism, but you're going to have to shoot your way out. And that's exactly where we're at. We're that close right now.
And the Democrats are saying they're going to go to, did you see Carbel say Trump's coming for black men with no evidence? We need to have an armed uprising.
Yeah. So, you know, if that's what they're calling for, you know what? If that's what they're calling for, if there is an armed uprising, what they want to do is start a civil war. But I got bad news. That civil war is going to roll into a revolution. And guess who we're going to come for that as the citizens? Okay. We're going to realize as civilians that, you know what? We're really not fighting each other. We don't have a beef with each other. It's all a lie. Guess who's going to be next on the list, on the menu? It's going to be everybody that has promoted this, who's propagandized this. They're the ones that are going to be on the list. And the repercussion should be severe. We just can't give them a pass, go slap on the wrist. Okay, Hillary, don't do that again. There's got to be severe consequences. People need to wake up. This is real. This is not going to pass. And okay, next election we'll get them. No, it's not going to happen next election. There's a reason they brought in, 15, 20 million criminals across the
25 million.
Yeah, here we are, 25 million. These are all new Democratic voters. They're going to keep giving them free stuff and luring them in to vote for the left. And it will never, and by the way, we're not a democracy, as you know that. We're a constitutional republic. We are not going to have the ability to vote for the country that we want, because basically we're going to be a one-party system, a Democrat, liberal, communist party is what it's going to turn into.
And I don't want to be clear, you're absolutely right. If Trump doesn't legally and lawfully go scorched earth, remove all the U.S. attorneys, all the top Justice Department people, and go on the offense, they will tie him up and do the same thing again. He knows that this time. That's why the deep state's so scared. And that's why if he does override the fraud, if we do, it's in the 76 days when he's president-elect that they've got legislation in there to pass to strip him of military power, which is a legislative coup against the executive, total government revolution against us. They are gearing up for civil unrest that they're going to start. They're going to try to brand it as a racial civil war. They'll provide the false flags instead of a revolution against the tyrants. But I agree with you, Dale. There's so much understanding now exponentially. It's not, the dog's not going to hunt.
No. And I don't think their plan's going to work. I cannot see them, basically locking everybody down again. I don't see martial law in effect. Who's going to enforce that? Who's going to enforce that?
Because the police are really awake.
Yeah. The police are not on their side. They're on our side. And most of the military, again, the, those that matter, the combat arms, the shooters, They're not going to fall for that either. And they're not going to fight us. They're not. So they really don't have any leverage. All they have is threats.
And we're not trying to be threatening here. I don't know how history works. I'm not like you that's actually done it all, but I'm a big history buff and had a lot of family that did some of the stuff you've done. When this all goes down, all these globalists, all these minions, their own security people aren't looking for this, but if we go to real revolution, people are going to fall down and break their necks. It's going to be real quiet. You're not going to hear about it, but it's just going to be a lot of dead people in the establishment. Am I right?
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's not just going to be, like I said earlier, it's going to be a domino effect. The rest of the world is going to collapse right underneath the United States, you know, and there's a lot of people.
That's the big one. It leads to war.
Yeah, and it's going to be a global war. And I actually believe that, you know, I believe that most people will rise up against the tyrants. They know who they are in their own countries. And this, maybe that's going to be the real reset. You know, that's going
to do the globalists know that almost universally their own security across the board knows they're the bad guys and are just sitting there waiting? I mean, are they that dumb?
They're just collecting a paycheck and going along nodding their head. Yes, sir, I'll protect you. But I can see that backfiring, too. I've worked on plenty of security details where I've had to cover down on guys I didn't like. And I had to ask myself, am I really going to protect this guy when the crap hits the fan? Doubt it, but I'll take the paycheck in the meantime. Sounds a little disloyal.
When these are globalist traders and people are watching them for years, it's a responsible. I mean, look, I'm just stating a fact here. Look, we need to see more like Zuckerberg rolling over, apologizing, promising not to do it anymore. Because we're not looking for trouble. We want to just stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to offer the globalists to give up? You want to talk to them?
Yeah, you should give up because this is not going to work out for you. There's no way you can oppress 8 billion people. We're not going to let that happen, you know, and you might try, but you won't have an army to do it with because the army is actually made of the people. They're made of our sons. They're made of our fathers, okay? And so I doubt seriously you're going to see your own military turn on its civilians. And they might. Sometimes they do, but they're severely outnumbered.
But that's why we're affecting the battle space now. So when they do their big NSA data grabs, they understand it's not going to hunt because people are going to blame them. It's so critical ahead of time to neutralize their potential crises, like a new virus, a cyber attack, power outages. We have to let them know you will be blamed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad you said the virus thing. I'm surprised the virus hasn't come out. But they know it's not going to work again. It worked last time, and that was intentional. And here we are. I was actually surprised this morning. I'm looking at the local news and they're offering COVID shots along with the flu shot. Get 2-for-1. I'm like, are we still doing this? Are we still doing this COVID thing?
There's a very small uptake though.
Yeah, but who's dying from it, right? 99.9978% survival rate. But they've used this to scare people. It was an experiment to see if people would comply. 80% of the population did comply. They took their shots, stayed at home, you know, gave up their jobs and, you know, they were good. They were good little civilians. We can't do that anymore. And it's like my earlier, you know, what I said earlier to the men out there is, you know, your job is to provide and protect and act like a man, be a warrior. You don't have to be a soldier, but be prepared to be a warrior. Defend your family, defend our way of life, defend freedom, defend what's right and stop. You know, I love the, I'm going to paraphrase Elon Musk. He said something the other day that was pretty interesting. He said, you know, war is when, young men that don't know each other go to war to kill each other, yet, the guys that sent them are two old men that do know each other, you know, and here we are. You know, we got to learn who the puppeteers are. You know, I've been in every conflict since 1983, from Grenada to the present conflict, every one of them with the exception of Serbia. And recently, you know, I started looking back. I looked back at Mogadishu, you know, what happened there with Clinton. I look at, you know, the fall of Kabul. And it's saddened because now I look at it and I have a lot of regrets. On one hand, I enjoyed my service in the military. I learned a lot. I did a lot of good things. I helped people. I saved people's lives. I put away bad people. Then on the other hand, I realized we're also just pawns in this big freaking machine, and we're being used, and good men and women are dying.
You're fighting an enemy that is legitimately bad, but our own government's funding them behind the scenes.
Well, and in some respect, our enemy, yeah, is not only funding them, but they actually are the enemy. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you leave 80-something billion dollars worth of equipment behind for the Taliban to have, and you get 13 more Americans killed in a really crappy withdrawal. You know, are you really looking out for American interests? Are you really looking
out for Benghazi?
In Benghazi. We can go on and on and on, right? So, and I was telling a guy earlier, before we came on the show, I was the guy that used to always you know, encourage men and women to join the military. I said it's the best college in town. You go there, get an education. You'll learn life experiences and things like that that are going to be very valuable in life. And now I get guys that call me and go, sir, I'm thinking about joining the military. I'd like to go into special operations. Do you have any advice? And my advice is don't join. Why would you join? Do you want to fight for this regime?
Because America's been captured and hijacked. We have to get it back.
Exactly. So, you know what? I said, you know what? This regime? No. I said, you know, I would love to, you know, have you join the military because it's good for you. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're just recruiting you as cannon, you know, cannon fodder.
And then they want to destroy you later. And let's close with this, because you were telling me more about, as a microcosm, how corrupt, not just the top, even the bottom. Now, they put me on a list to harass when I come back in the country. Almost every time they go, hey, you need to check your FOIA request. It's really bad stuff. We know it's bull. We're not going to do it. You can go. So that's been my experience with customs, you know, here in Austin and other areas, because they know who I am. They know. They're like, God, we can't tell you what this is, but, you know, it's obviously, bad guy stuff. Totally made up, just harass me, pull me out for hours, put me back there. But they always release me quickly. So this is BS. Then we've done 4 years. They won't respond back. But what they did to your wife, it's even worse than I knew. Describe that story you were telling me during the break before you leave and do Owen's show.
Yeah, so real quick, you know, my wife and I were married in the United States. We're in and out of the country. We have a home in Florida. She had a military ID card. We had applied for a green card over 3 years ago. We came back during COVID. We could not get back to Indonesia because the COVID travel restrictions back in Indonesia wouldn't allow us to. So we had to, you know, extend month by month by month. About 6 months into it, 7 months into it, my wife was hit by an undercover police car. He was traveling at 90 miles an hour in Panama City Beach in a high-speed pursuit, which was illegal at the time. She was in a parked car as a passenger, hospitalized everybody. She was had neck and spinal injuries, and then during her treatment, they discovered she had cancer. So now she had to go through cancer treatment. So the COVID restrictions didn't get lifted until January 12th of 2022. We arrived in March of 2021. So technically, we were an overstay on a 5-year unlimited visa, which didn't make any sense to me. So anyways, we didn't know. But once she was cleared for the treatment, we went back to Indonesia on our own recognizance, came back 6 weeks later. We were both detained in LAX by CBP. They separated us, would not allow us to communicate, talk to each other, phone calls. The first question I asked my wife, is your husband Dale Comstock? And she's like, yeah. And they got on the phone at Tim, and then the circus started, right? So they took her downstairs. They told me to wait in baggage claim. They said it takes about 2 hours. They're going to do an interview, and then everything will be fine. So I waited in baggage claim for 24 hours, literally sat on my suitcase. No food, no water, just sitting like a, you know, waiting for my puppy to show up, and nothing happened. I had nobody to call. I had no one to contact. They said, just wait outside, and we'll get to you. Later on, I find out that they did an interview about 3 o'clock in the morning. So we arrived at noon. 3 o'clock the next morning, they did an interview. And they said, okay, we're going to ask you some questions. Just answers yes. She goes, well, what if the answer is no? She goes, I just answer yes so we get you out of here. She's like, she didn't understand what that meant. So she said no. They asked her, did you know you were an overstay, an unlawful overstay? She said no. Anyways, they changed about 4 to 6 of her answers to yes. I actually have the documents. And so she was not aware of that. They put in a sealed package, and then they actually used somebody else's passport. And they go, yes, you were an overstay, and you knew it, because here's your passport and here's the stamp. Well, that wasn't actually her passport. She goes, let me see that. And they wouldn't let her see it. Well, later on, there's some other stuff that happened. But basically, next thing I know, I get a text message in the morning from United Airlines that says time to board. And I'm like, what does that mean, time to board? And then I realize they're putting my wife on a flight back to Jakarta. And now my wife had no money, no credit cards, no clothes, no phone charge. She had nothing with her, because we literally got off the airplane when they rolled her up. So they march her down the terminal, two police, armed police officers. My wife is 5 feet tall, 88 pounds. And they got her left and right arms. They march her on the aircraft when everybody's on board. They walk her from front to rear. They handcuff her. I'm trying to call her at this point because I realize what's going on. They won't let her answer the phone. She asked them in front of everybody. She goes, can I please just answer the phone and tell my husband it would be okay? She said, no, no, no. Sit down. Don't touch your phone until you're in Tokyo. And then they buckle her up. By this time, the passenger were already complaining. They're like, you know, let the woman say goodbye to her husband or whatever. And they said, no. Anyways, they leave the aircraft. They closed the doors. The flight attendant came back with that folder that had the answers, the test questions in it. Handed it to my wife. She opened it up. And that's when she realized it had changed all her answers to no or to yes. And there was nothing she could do at that point. I didn't know she was, you know, what was going on at that point. In fact, they already told her 2 hours into.
Hold on. We got to go to break. We're going to come back and finish up. Then I'm going to air a promo. We're going to bring on our other guests. But this is important because this, again, the illegal aliens are exempt from the shots. They try to make everybody else take them. They give them all this free stuff. They give them 6, 7, 8 year, you know, out immigration hearings, but then citizens, veterans get harassed like this, and it's because they put you in a database. It's come out to harass the hell out of you. I'm in the database. I had lawyers send in FOIAs 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. The government will not even respond illegally, and they do the similar crap to me. We'll be right back.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjoshua.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep, and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor, or just take our word for it, and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now all I can do, love what's wrong.
Dale Comstock, American Badass here, your book. So much you've done. You got to come back on sometime and just talk about military and history and some of the stories you can tell us. It's all riveting stuff, you know, former Delta Force, you name it. In closing, total harassment of you and your wife, obviously the database being harassed, finishing up that story, and then tell us about the book briefly.
Yeah, so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, literally falsified my wife's documents. I actually went through Senator Marco Rubio's office three times, you know, had him investigated. Twice I got a letter back saying it was just a boilerplate response, you know, blah, 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 blah. Third time I got a little upset. I sent him a little bit more of a threatening letter saying, listen, I'm going to pursue this legally because you've had people within that actually violated my wife's rights, my rights as a veteran, as an American citizen. And that's when it came back and started quoting statutes and threatening me. And I was actually surprised that at the senator level, they have actually very little power. They did all they could for me. But I'm still going to try to push that envelope a little bit. But the reality was they falsified my wife's documents. They lied. Outright lied. They did an internal investigation. They said all the officers said they didn't do anything wrong. Of course they're going to say that. But anyways, it is what it is. That's why I'm here, is one, to tell the story that, we're all potential victims. You know, it's not just, you know, the big machine will gobble up everybody, including veterans, and they don't care, what we've done for our country. They haven't helped me. I don't see that they're going to help me and my wife. They're going to leave us out there. As I said in the beginning of the show, you know, they've cast us to the wolves, and it's up to me to protect my family. That's why I'm here. And moreover, I'm here for everybody else because we need to wake up and be ready to stand against the machine because, you know, they work for us. I keep reminding you, they work for us. Yeah, so, again, Alex, thanks for having me on the show. I do have another book out. The one you were just showing was American Badass. I had written that several years ago. I have a new one coming out. Running the Razor's Edge. It should be out in about 30 days. You can find it on DaleComstock.com when it's ready to be published. So,
well, Dale, what are you going to turn your own with Owen today at 4 p.m. Central?
You know, I'd really like to get into the nuances of what happened because I want people to understand just, I mean, I just kind of give you a general story about what happened to my wife and I. And people really need to understand just how this whole system is broken. It's not in any way, you know, there's everything's so compartmented that the Department of Homeland Security is not talking to USICS, which is not talking to CBP. And there's all these, and then the other thing is, as a civilian, as a citizen, as a veteran, I got to dole out a lot of money to attorneys just to get my wife, get us.
And it's all designed to make it where people just come in illegally. Dale Comstock, thank you so much for being here with us. Hopefully with Owen too, there's riveting stuff you got into. Wargaming, globalist false flags, that is so important with your expertise there. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back with more on the biggest fraud ever caught red-handed, hiding in plain view in Michigan on the election. The steal is on. Is it too big to rig? We're going to find out soon. Stay with us. So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, YellowstoneStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction, and because I hadn't really, you know, because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Bigly, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, Jay Sixers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. Some stuff becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexshowstore.com/VIP, or just at the top of thealexshowstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexshowstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them, and I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me, and that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them; we've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the New World Order, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous as they're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor to dictate total control over us with a social credit score. And then it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak. We're 5 days, 9 hours till November 5th in the election, but it's already in full swing. Massive attempt to steal the election in front of everyone. It's so huge. I'm going to be filing emergency reports today, war room, everything. And it's not Elon Musk. He admits he still has moles. He got rid of 90% of the employees at X when he took over Twitter. But when we go super viral, like we're getting tens of millions of views on X, they go in and remove the counter box on Real Alex Jones and don't show the video feed because people see millions watching, millions more go, oh, I better see that. They've done that to the feed today. So go to Real Alex Jones, get the live show feed at the top, share it on X, say they're censoring this, they're blocking it, attention Elon, they're not showing the count feed. So it's shadow banning, just like Joe Rogan. Just like they wouldn't let it be searchable or see it. You got to ram it up their ass. You got to get the link from X at Real Alex Jones of the live show feed right there at the top and Infowars.com/show, that URL, and email it, text message it, and say, here's the censored broadcast over the target. Now, it broke 2 hours ago, and I've been analyzing it. It's so huge, it makes my head spin. Started hearing a week and a half ago from MTG on the show, or now 2 weeks ago almost, that she's getting reports of flipped Republican straight tickets to Democrat straight tickets. Then the Secretary of State, total deep state operative, Soros operative, Hillary operative, comes out today and says, oh, yeah, the Republican Party, the head of their election integrity, yeah, they've been gotten the database. And yeah, there was more fraudulent votes and flipping yesterday. It's just a little glitch. It's happening all over the country. And it's no big deal. Nationwide issue with devoting with Dominion voting machines. I thought Dominion's totally perfect. You're not supposed to question them. So exactly what was reported 4 years ago, and now again, is happening. And then Fox just settles a $700 million lawsuit, doesn't even fight it, because Murdoch is in with them. So that's supposed to discredit that this exists, and then here it all is happening. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, look, Department of State issues update for voters using Dominion voter assist terminals for 2024 general election. Print that for me. That came out a few days ago. Oh, it flips you when you're straight party. And what's it flipping it to? It turns out that was days ago. We're just now learning about it because the head of the Republican Party's director for Trump 2024 campaign, Republican National Committee, James Blair, is getting it. So, oh, it was a rumor. Oh, but it wasn't. Wow. Everybody's so scared of Dominion. Oh, no, there's nothing happening. We're not going to talk about it. Certainly there wasn't any evil involved. I mean, just get used to it. Wow. All right. I'm going to say this right now. We're in a total information war. When you share the feeds, when you share the articles, when you share the videos, you devastate the globalists. And when you fund this operation, you are literally, you are the tip of the spear. You're not funding the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you share the reports, pray for the broadcast, and buy great, amazing products that will blow you away. At thealexjonesstore.com and our other great sponsor, my dad's supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of freedom. Take action now. Now, a lot happening today, and I want to bring a great patriot on here, Nate Hughes, from Bigly, who are some of the best patriot producers of Made in America knives, T-shirts, everything. And they've just gotten way behind us. We've been talking to them for a long time. It took a few months to gear up. They've been sponsors for a few months now. And today's the last day. Every time you buy something, you get entered to win in the sweepstakes for the super truck at $10,000 cash. On top of it, we got the VIP system, $40 a month to spend in the store. When you sign up, it's been $30 a month. If you're going to be buying products from us, you've got to do it. And then that way you get reminded to support. You can cancel any time, but we want a relationship. We need your backing. Sign up to be a VIP. I want to thank those that are. This ultimate CMOS is the superfood of superfoods. There's all of the concentrated elderberry for your immune system. You should really take it in the winter, especially for your kids and adults and old folks. That's there. There's the Hydro Force. It's really a vitamin-mineral fusion with electrolytes on top of it. There's just all those great supplements, all the great T-shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. And we could be shut down in 13 days. 13 days. And so we need funds for the crew and everything. Now is action times. Great products, great information, taking on the beast, having great success in his moment, and great products. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Everybody should do that. And you get free deals and specials and better special discounts for you and special offers. It's crazy. You need to become a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP or just there's a big VIP link up at the top on the right-hand side. So Nate Hughes is just a great guy. He's a J6er as well. And he's an entrepreneur, an American patriot, a business owner. And he's with us. You can follow him on X at Rally Nate on X. Nate, good to talk to you. Good to break things down. I mean, wow. First off, what do you make of the illegals, Fed saying they can vote, Supreme Court saying no, illegals pulling in to vote, all these fake ballots they're finding all over the country, ballots being destroyed that are Trump supporters, ballot boxes being burned, Supreme Court of Nevada saying they'll count unmarked ballots and unpostmarked ballots for 3 days after so they can supply whatever fraud they need. Texas saying illegals can vote, Secretary of State. I mean, this is just out in the open. And now Michigan going, yeah, it's a nationwide problem. It's flipping people's ballots and there's more people voting, you know, than actually voted. We don't know who they are. We don't know what's going on. And the State Department confirming it. We now learned that's 5 days ago and we just now learned about it because the Trump campaign finds out about it. What else don't we know? So this is a big rumor when MTG came on. Totally vindicated a week and a half ago on the 18th of October. I mean, this is crazy. What do you make of this?
Alex, thanks for having me on. We're almost going through a replay of 2020, which I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I'm going to be honest in, you know, a time of crisis, right?
You can say whatever the hell you want on this show.
Good. 100%. Just my lawyers may not like that, but I really don't give a damn anymore. So, we have to stop illegals from voting. We have to count all legal votes in, you know, just like what Elon Musk has said, we need same day voting. We need paper ballots, right? But we got to get through this election. We got to get through the next week. I'm praying to God that we know that Trump is the winner on the evening of November 5th, because I feel like if it goes after that, we're going to get those weird little hockey sticks of vote dumps coming in. And I really hope that doesn't happen again, because if that does, it's just, we're going to have to deal with a shit show of a future. We have to stop the illegals from voting, number one. And the ballot drop boxes. Why are we still doing that? Like, didn't we learn our lesson in 2020? I mean, I guess we have. If we have this, you know, giant legal team, we're able to fight it. You know, we have X, so we have free speech, right? I think having X and having the ability to get any kind of election fraud evidence or any kind of, I guess, stolen ballot information out there. I mean, that's a good thing, but, what are we going to do to fight back, right? I guess lawsuits. I don't know what that's going to do, right? We need to stop the fraud now. And the big thing we have to do is not only do we have to go vote, but we have to bring 5, 10, 20 of our friends to go vote. If you're in a damn swing state, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Georgia, if you're in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, any of them, right? You have to go today and make a plan to vote. And bring your friends with you to vote. Bring your family with you to vote. Bring the guy that you see if when you're going to get lunch every Friday, right? You see him on the street, homeless guy. Bring his ass to vote. Make sure he's registered at his current address, right? But we got to get, it's got to be a wave of people going to vote. I think the good things we have going right now are we have early voting numbers are off the charts for Republicans. We have people turning out that never turned out, that didn't vote for Romney in 2012, that didn't vote for Trump in 2016, didn't vote 2020. They are motivated to vote now, because I think they see that this is a turning point for our country. And if we don't win this, you know, our country's lost. So, Alex, and thanks
totally
for having
me
on. And I'm fired up about this election. So,
and with the enemy trying to shut us down, you guys are so critical. You're also a huge sponsor for a bunch of other great patriots. Tell people about, you guys have done an amazing job. You've gotten so many great products up at thealexjonesstore.com. You are critical in us being able to continue forward. Tell people about all the stuff happening today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Sure. So over the past, I guess, let's just say 2 months, right? We've gotten, I'd say 30, 40, 50 new t-shirt designs up, hats, hoodies. We've got the DMO knife. We've got another one we're about to drop soon. It's a made in the USA knife. Very nice knife. And then the supplements, right? I know you were on us and we talked a lot about, hey, we got to get some good high quality supplements. So, you know, we took the marching orders and we went out and found, you know, the best products on the market. The CMOS, it's, you know, I actually have it right here. Where is it? CMOS, these are great. CMOS caps, it's organic CMOS, super high quality stuff. We've got the new Hydra Force electrolyte drink mix. So we went out and got some great new supplements and we have some other ones on the way. And, you know, our whole goal is bringing high quality merchandise, high quality supplements, just good quality products in general, you know, to patriots all around the USA. So, and, you know, we're just excited to do it. You know, we've got almost 100 employees here in Arkansas that are working. Shoot, we've got 3 shifts going now. We're working, you know, 6-7 days a week and, you know, we're busy. We love our country and we love working with people that, I guess support each other. So, you support us, we support you, and you know, it's Americans supporting like-minded Americans, and that's what we like to do, so.
And it's so important, the Patriot t-shirts right now, and you don't just make them for us, you make them for so many people, great designs, it just, everybody know, we're the majority, we're here, it's like a uniform in this information war. The big truck giveaway, that's the last day today, tell people about that.
Yeah, so these truck giveaways, over the past couple of years with, you know, 5, 6, 7 different people, Hodge Twins, Steven Crowder, a bunch of different people, you know, we do these promotions where we give trucks away with them, right? We've given away, I think, close to $3 million in trucks and prizes over the past almost 3 years now. And, you know, these promos run 30, 60, 90 days, depending. But the end of these promotions, the end of these giveaways is when the majority of these people win, because a lot of people have that FOMO, that fear of missing out, right? And at the end of these giveaways, you know, you get 5 times the entries, 10 times the entries, which means if you buy a $30 t-shirt, you'll get 300 entries into the promotion. So it's the best time to get entered to win these things. The majority of the winners have come, you know, on the last day or the last week of these giveaways. So go to therealalexjonesstore.com, get a t-shirt, get a hat, get the CMOS. I love the CMOS. I take the CMOS every day now, and the electrolyte drink mix, the Hydro Force, it's great too. Go there and you can get entered to win this badass truck. It's a brand new 2024 Ram Prospector AEV. It's lifted. It's got 40-inch tires. It's a Cummins turbo diesel. It's got a Banks tuner system on it. Fox Racing suspension. I mean, you could take this out, you know, let's say in the
and
Baja
it's been here
1,
for over a month in our warehouse, but I haven't driven it much because it's so nice. I don't want to. So it's here. And, you know, the way sweepstake rules, we follow the state laws. It'll be a few weeks or however long till the winner gets announced. But tonight is the last. You have to have mail-in stuff, too. This is the last day to get entered on it at thealexjonesstore.com, VIP. But everybody that supports the site, everybody that even buys a pack of bumper stickers or the gummies are only like $14, the sleep and the energy, all that, you're a winner by backing this operation. We can't do it without you. So I'm asking folks, please continue to support. And those that have never supported, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Great supplements there. We need funds to keep the fight. I'll never give up, but I'm like a war horse. If you don't feed me and get me water, I'll fall over and die. I need your support, folks. We haven't, we're not there. We're getting close. We've got some goals here. Please help us do it, folks.
Yep. That VIP club specifically, great deal. $30 a month. You get $40 in store credit every month to use at the shop on great patriotic merchandise and supplements, right? But you also get free shipping over $99 and you get like 20% off anytime too. So it's a great deal. And
that's on top of the sales that are already there.
Yes, on top of it. So if you're getting a CMOS right now, introductory price is 40% off. You can take an additional 20% off and use your store credit. It, you know, we had talked and I think some of these are a loss leader. We're not making much money on them, but the good thing is we're getting good quality products in people's hands at a time when, I guess the information war is really heating up and we got to keep you on air, Alex. Like you are the tip of the spear, right? In this information war and we got to keep you on air. So.
And I'll be point blank. Alex, some of these deals are so good, it's not making any money. And I kind of asked you guys, I said, look, I don't mind some sales, but knock it off. Point, that's why we have a few t-shirts out of the fundraiser shirts and everything fundraises, but that are marked up from 25, 30 bucks to 50. So we actually get, cause these t-shirts are nice. They cost like 15, 16 bucks, depending on the size for us, not to mention the printing. So when you get them for 50 bucks, like the classic InfoWars or the Punisher Rebellion to Tyrants, Obedience to God shirt, then we actually get some real money in here. So people want to go the extra mile, plus they're great limited edition shirts. Get those when you see those, the ones that are marked up. That's the ones that really get.
Yep.
We only got about a minute and a half left. What else you want to say? And I really want to thank you for your support. You guys have knocked it out of the park, your team. We love what you're doing.
Hey, all we needed was the opportunity, right? So give us an opportunity and we will knock it out of the park in time, right? I'd say, if it's me personally, if I knew a way to support you and support InfoWars and support the Alex Jones Network going forward, I'd be a VIP club member, right? That's the first thing I would do. And I would buy those fundraiser t-shirts, right? We actually just dropped, I believe, another 10 new designs today. New t-shirts, new hats, a couple new hoodies as well. Just go to thealexjonesstore.com and support. And also at the same time, you're entered to win a truck. You're entered to win a $110,000 giveaway, right? The badass Ram truck, you get $10,000 in cash. We're flying you in to Austin, Texas to meet Alex. And I think we're going to get some barbecue too, right? Are we going to Terry Black's or where are we going to take them?
We'll go somewhere good. Absolutely, brother. Let me just show TV viewers. This is breaking. Now it's on Fox News. Voter registration probes launched in critical key states and counties amid claims of potential fraud. Claims it's just mass scamming going on. This is insane, brother.
We got to stop this. Like, I don't know what it's going to take for Americans to wake up and realize, hey, we can't keep using voting machines, electronic voting machines that who the hell knows what happens with them. We need same day paper ballots where people vote in person with an ID so we know who the hell you are. And I feel like that's the only way we can have secure elections going forward. But we have to make this thing too big to rig. If it's too big to rig, you know, we always say that, what are they? Can they turn the boat by 3, 4, 5% maybe with their different strategies that they do? I don't know personally, but
we can overpower Nate Hughes. Nate Hughes, we'll talk to you soon. Great job. Thank you for keeping us on air. Thanks to the listeners. Owen Schroyer takes over now. Big news breaking. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just a shamer. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before,
I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.